This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
You've had your fill of thinking with the life held in your
hands are shaking cold. These hands are meant to hold.
Speak to me.
You're listening to KPFT Houston and KPFT Galveston, 89.5 FM, 90.1 in Houston.
Just married on our Subaru. We'll say I can't because we can't say I do. At a wedding ceremony worth money.
You see, we're going to the chapel, but we cannot get married. From Vermont to Minneapolis, no, we cannot get married. Gee, I really love you, but we cannot get married. Locked out of the chapel of love.
do-a-doo. Bells may ring and the sun may shine. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The 1,000 tax breaks will never be mine, no. And when I hold you close in half the states, it's a crime. Confused matrimony and lover. Don't ask, don't tell an apple is you wanna get married. It's for vinegar and papal is to keep us from getting married. Gee, I really love you, but we cannot get married. Locked out of the chapel of love. Bunk, 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 down in the Big Apple, no. We cannot get married. Clearly nowhere on the map will let us legally get married. Gee, I really love you, but we still cannot get married. Locked out of the chapel of love. Whoa, 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 whoa. Until people grapple with
warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music dear to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
It's 2 o'clock on the East Coast, 11 o'clock on the West Coast, and a couple blocks from here, people's asses are redder than the shirts that Hugo Chavez wore to visit Fidel Castro.
Oh, my.
It's 1 a.m. in the morning. That means this is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'll be the other one.
Ta-ta!
Something like that. Yeah, we should have a little flourish or something like that, just for me.
I'll get a kazoo.
And that'll work. Well, we're supposed to have a really packed show tonight, but maybe we won't. Tonight is for our After Hours Quickie. It's we're supposed to have an evening with the Royals.
Okay. And
for ICOH.
They're not here.
And then Black on Black.
I haven't seen him.
And then the poetry segment.
He called in.
Oh.
Well, good. That gives us more time to pitch.
To tell you all about how you should call 713-526-5738 to pledge your support for After Hours. And, oh, my God, Lisa's husband is so hot. Has anyone told him I want him?
We told him on air.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I think he was in the corner for a while.
He just laughed or what?
It's hard to say. You know, I was in there pitching for him.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I do as good pitching on our show as I did on their show. I know I can bitch. Let's see if I can pitch.
Well, he can be a pitcher, and I'd be more than happy to be his catcher.
I think you have to wait till the turn on the car.
Okay.
We'll know that. We'll hear the tire squealing as he peels out of here. We love to scare straight people. I mean, I threatened to flash them on Haunt and Bollard. If she was going to be doing another one of the breast shows, I was going to come in and say, I thought I was man enough to do it.
Exactly. And just make all the women weep.
And they're natural. Eat was left of your heart out, Pamela Anderson.
Well, let's see. Speaking of an evening with the Royals, we were going to have three here tonight.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. We were going to have the candidates for Emperor and Empress, Gingivitis, and
Orlin.
Orlin Culliver.
They were here last week, weren't they?
And then we're going to have you.
Oh, dear God, you actually saw the picture.
I saw the picture. You really have lost weight. Oh, my God. I looked at that picture. I said, oh, my God, he really has lost a lot of weight.
We sent them a bunch of pictures,
uh-huh.
And they used one of them they sent, and they stole the other one from our website to use. Or at least they must pull it out of the archives, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a word of warning. Kevin, do not pick up the Houston voice. Don't do it. You'll regret it. Don't touch it, Kevin. It's naughty. There's a full-page article in there about convergence.
Yes, there certainly is.
That was an interesting thing, doing a telephone interview for about a half hour,
mm-hmm.
while driving.
Well.
for that article. And Dominic also was interviewed earlier on that. It pulled out a picture from when we did an event here 2.5 years ago where I...
Oh, my God. Was it that long?
March 2004.
Goodness.
When we did ECC.
Wow.
So even though it says last spring, it was actually March 2004.
Yeah, it just seemed like yesterday you were strutting around here with that damn crown.
Honey, it's in a wicker basket over in my parents' garage, and I've threatened I'm going to bring it out for convergence. I am the reigning king in Houston.
You are indeed. You are indeed.
In fact, Brian Kiever was teasing about that when we were over at the Ripcord here for Spankfest. He mm-hmm. was talking about the crowns he has, mm-hmm. and he said, "I guess we have another king in the room here." So,
well.
Yeah, I lost touch with the chase. It was King Chaser, though.
He's cutie.
I'll just have to buy his movies.
What?
Yes, he's a movie star.
Give me that website later.
But now Jimmy's all hot and bothered.
Yes, yes, yes. Did I mention that I wanted to do Lisa's husband?
I think so.
Oh. Well, maybe he's in the car now and he can hear it.
Yeah, because they were talking earlier about saying they wanted to change their name to Hot and Buttered.
Mm.
I said, that sounds more like our show.
Yeah, sir, it sure does. So did, I don't know what that is.
That's my phone dying.
Did anyone ever tell him that I wanted to do him?
You know what we're going to do?
What?
Next week, the opening song you're going to play while they're still here.
Yes.
You're going to dedicate it to Lisa, the Bootlickers, I Just Did Your Boyfriend.
Ooh. I thought he was going to say pop me in the pooper.
Oh, we could do that one, too.
There is a news flash. I have one less tooth. Had to have a tooth extracted today. So, hello, Houston.
Now we can whistle out of stuff outside of his mouth.
No, I have one less tooth to get in the way.
We're just one more step closer to that gum.
Oh, you have not lived till you've had a gum job.
Mommy, make it stop.
Well, things going on in Houston. Let's get right to that before we...
Before the FCC kicks in the door.
Yeah, something like that. Happening this Friday night, August the 25th is the Bare Bones Show over at the BRB, benefit for the Colt 45s. This is something that Daddy Rose has been putting on for the last several years. And there's a huge, big help from Gregory Masakian and the Houston community. This is the third annual Bare Bones benefit. And 6 o'clock p.m., be there at 6 for the food, because you're going to have ribs by Damaris Barbecue and desserts by the Colts. And 7 p.m. precisely, the benefit show begins. First come, first staged. Ooh, can't you see that? You know, usually in these shows, you know, if you've got a crown or something, you get to go to the head of the line.
Oh.
You know, as far as...
It's bare bones, so you are not going to wear your crown.
Well, that's part of it. But this one, the first person to give Rose their music is number one on the list to go on.
Get in,
so
get
if
out.
if you're one of these drag queens that like to show up fashionably late, you're going to be fashionably late at the end of the show.
Yeah, but see, then again, you know, being on later, doesn't that kind of enhance the drag experience? Because, you know, the closer you are to last call, the better some of the acts get.
Well, that's why you should have the bad ones on last.
Oh, yeah, they'll show up early because they've, you know...
Yeah.
I had not requested. Hmm. Mm. So that means you have a chance. Show up late, do your drag show.
Oh, yeah, like like anybody wants to see that.
Oh. There's something out there someone will be interested in.
No, I don't think so. I don't picture me in a dress anytime soon.
I'll lend you my house dress.
Okay. Oh, great.
With a moo-moo.
There's going to be a live auction with a trunk o' drag with items donated by memorable queens. Animals, Miss Montrose 93 dress, Ginger Vitus's purple feathered flock, Lady Victoria Lust items, BJ Summers drag music. And you know, I'm looking at that and I'm thinking they're going to auction that off when every one of those items should belong to GCAM, the Gulf Coast Archive and Museum, for Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender History, Inc. So I'm wondering if maybe some philanthropic guy or woman out there would like to go to this, buy that, and donate it to GCAM.
And then while you're at it, and you got your checkbook out still, storage.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we could use that. Bartender's box with items donated by some of your favorite mixologists. I know she knows that there's a jock in a cock bar box. Jock in a cock box. And a gentry t-shirt. See, there's another item that needs to be over at the museum.
I actually know of the gentry. I was never there, but I...
Oh.
The building's still there.
What is a jock in a cock box?
Jock in a cock box. Hmm. Beats me.
I don't know. Then there's silent auction. Many one-of-a-kind items, including a personalized lithograph from Richard Cheese. High Bidder will have his poster autographed to them. There's a rumor that the new boy of Montrose, Darren White, will be doing a live painting to be auctioned off also. Performers are limited to one prop to reflect the mission of the Trouble Fund, which is helping those AIDS clients living on a limited income by assisting them with rent and utility payments paid directly to the provider. Colt 45s is a 501c3 charitable organization. Donations are tax deductible. So that is next Friday night, August the 25th, 6 p.m. Just go home and change. Don't eat. Get to the BRB. Have your ribs and dessert and all kinds of other things. And my God, Big Roy is walking in here with the pledge form. You mean somebody actually called in?
Yes, I want to thank Lisa for her generous pledge.
Wow.
And Jimmy?
Yeah.
Lisa said she wants to watch.
Granted. Done.
Hell
Well, you didn't have to pledge for that one.
No, that's right. That's right. You set it up, girl, and I'm there. And you can bring your whole damn family to watch if you want. I don't care. I ain't proud. He's hot. Oh, yeah. Whew. Why didn't I pledge to Lisa? Oh, yeah. Wow. Woo.
He needs a cold drink now.
Do I ever.
But why is he pouring it down his pants?
Okay, other things going on. And the next Saturday night, August the 26th at Club 1415 is Regina Dane's Sweet 16 Party. That is to celebrate the 16 years of community fundraising that Regina Dane has done for this community. It's benefiting Lazarus House through Enthronement 5 and the Lexi Bowen Community Fund and Legacy Community Health Services. There'll be a light buffet at 7 p.m., show at 8:30. There's a $5 cover for this, but think pink because blush and bashful me. Oh my. The great Regina Dane Sweet 16 Party. And the next night, I mean, next weekend is really packed, folks. The next night, Sunday, August the 27th, is La Cajo Fool. Fools. F-O-O-L-S. Yes, it's the Prince and Princess Ball 4, honoring Crown Prince Royal Jeff Wallace and Crown Princess Royal Rose Smith, put on by the Imperial Court of Houston, the Space City Empire. It's happening at 5 o'clock for munchies and festivities following. 1415 California. That's where the Pride office is.
Yeah.
Or, for those that are not familiar with that, it's kind of in back of Slick Willie's.
Or the Dirty Video Store is in the Montrose.
Oh, yeah. Q Video. Yeah.
Which one of these did you play?
Actually, I've had... Oh,
11? Do I move you?
No, I haven't played anything off of that yet. I'm going to play... It's in CD number 1.
I thought that was the opening song you played.
Sorry.
Oh, you just played 2 of Kinsey 6?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I played Locked Out of the Chapel of Love.
What was the first song you played,
though? The first song I played was Where the Boys Are by Michael Callen.
Okay.
That's yeah.
From here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I do stay.
The kind of an oldie and a more of a newie. Where the Boys Are, I thought that was a good opening for a queer show, sung by a man. And Michael Callen, who was a long-term survivor of AIDS and died several years ago, wanted to make this album, and he had full-blown AIDS when he made this CD. And the reason he wanted to do this particular song is because he wanted to hold a note longer than Barbara Streisand did.
I was ready to announce this was a test of the emergency alert system with that note.
I mean, he just goes on and on and on. And just think somebody with AIDS doing that. Amazing. And, of course, Kinsey 6, Locked Out of the Chapel of Love.
Yeah, I was just starting to write up the list.
Don't even have to say anything about that. So, this weekend is also voting for the candidates for Emperor and Empress of ICOH. That's going to be happening today, or tomorrow, Sunday, starting at 10 a.m. through 6 p.m. over at Legacy Health Services. For those of you who are not familiar with Legacy, it's the old Montrose Clinic at 215 Westheimer. Voting from 10 to 6, and the candidates are...
There's only two.
Yes, I know. Ginger Vrydis running for Empress and Arlen Culliver running for Emperor. Also is the Barry Petrie Community Award, and there are 6 people nominated for that award. It's very important that not only that you vote for the Empress and Emperor.
And it is a yes-no vote.
Yes, it is. It's a yes-no or abstain vote. As a matter of fact,
just as this isn't one of those elections in the third world countries that we plan to invade.
Right? No. This is a yes, no, and also your vote is very important for the Barry Petrie Community Activist Award. This has been going on for several years now. Well, ever since ICOH has been around, and it's. I just can't tell you how important it is to have this community vote for not only the Emperor and Empress, who are in fact co-presidents of the organization, a fundraising organization, but a well-deserved, everyone on the ballot is well-deserving of the Barry Petrie Award this year. So get out there and vote. 215 Westheimer, 10 to 6 today. Sunday.
As in, get your happy ass up in 8.5 hours.
Yes, something like that. Well, you can sleep later.
Well, starting 8.5 hours.
There you go.
Give you time to go to brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably over at Mary's.
Yes, that's right. At 10 o'clock, brunch will be served starting at 10 o'clock till noon. Over at Mary's.
$3 a plate, or heaven help them if I ever told the members of my club, $5 all you can eat.
And yes. Very good. You're good at that.
Gee, I remember a $5 all you can eat. It was like,
I know. But if that's happening every Sunday at Mary's.
Just so they can liquor you up. Or liquor him down.
Ooh, I'd like to lick that. Anyway, speaking of Stephen, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Just great.
And if you do even greater, if you take it...
No, he won't. Tried it. Wouldn't do it. But anyway...
Stanley just needs to give you more allowance.
I don't think he's got enough allowance for that.
I'm kind of expensive.
Yeah. He's more high maintenance than I am.
Dear God.
I know. So, what have you got?
That's a maintenance bill you get from the Army, usually. Or Halliburton, at least.
Oh. What have you got?
A picture of a guy in a short skirt carrying a sword.
Yes. Well, that's an old opera.
I think he waxes. That's not a shave. Amazingly, they've discovered that queers like theater.
What do you know?
Act out at the Alley Theater.
Like in that movie that I can't remember the title. If it wasn't for Jews and queers, there wouldn't be any theater.
Mm, probably the producers.
Yeah, something like that.
Now, wait a minute. These can't be gay. These can't be plays for us in our community. I don't think there's any nudity in any of these.
Yes, but there is, there's an Eugene O'Neill.
Yeah, so, and William Shakespeare.
Well, no, only the opera queens like
Shakespeare. Much Ado About Nothing.
Yeah.
The Alley Theater, 60th anniversary, is Act Out at the Alley Theater, where it's in to be out. Who wrote this copy?
Oh, come on.
October 12th, Much Ado About Nothing. January 18th, A Moon for the Misbegotten by Eugene O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
Hitchcock Blonde, a fascinating cinematic mystery play.
Mm-hmm.
Terms of Endearment, the world premiere production on April 5th. And Treasure Island. Did they vote somebody off of that one?
What?
Treasure Island? Did they have voting off on that?
No, I don't think it's the same kind of island.
That's on May 24th, 2007.
Oh, my God. I think I just saw Christopher walk in.
Is that the black on black?
Yeah.
Yeah, he drives a nice little Lexus.
Ooh.
It's good. So we've screwed around long enough.
As fast as my car.
Okay.
So for more information, for subscriptions starting... You make sure you tell them that you're there for Act Out. You get all five of those plays, I guess, for $150.
Yeah.
There's mixers with music and cocktails and appetizers before the performance. Get liquored up beforehand.
I'll bet you have to pay extra for that.
Probably. Mm. But for more information, go to alleytheater.org. Remember, that's the snooty spelling of theater that we use for...
Theater Suburbia.
Theater Suburbia. So, theater.
Yes. Theater Suburbia, which is also bringing you their summer melodrama. And, of course, if you... Every Friday and Saturday night until next month. And if you call them for reservations and tell them them that you heard it on After Hours, you get a 2-for-1 deal. So you can, you know, take a date and, like, get 2 tickets for $10.
Where else are you going to find a 2-for-1 special here in the Mantra? I've tried. I can't find it. I know you go for the early bird special and still can't.
I know it.
The Bayou City Performing Arts announces open rehearsals for the second season of the Bayou City Women's Chorus at Covenant Church, 14, take 2, 4949 Caroline. Oh, Lord, that rhymes.
Oh, stop, or I'm going to hurt you.
Promise.
Oh, come on. You went to Spank Fest. Your cheeks are all red.
No, I didn't. I just went up on stage, picked up a certificate, and left, and watched that poor guy getting 46 swats on the ass, and nobody could count to 46. I think 46 squats was how many instruments they used.
Oh, I see.
There was different paddles. There was one that was thinner. They used a cat of nine tails and ended up with an oar.
God.
Which is good because, you know, at least then I know that, you know, they at least had supplies there for me if I decided to get spanked.
Ouch.
I mean, I'm watching all these leather people and into spanking, and they're sitting there listening to this sound. And, I mean, they were, I mean, big guys, all the, you know, all the leather straps and the studs and all this other stuff, they were wincing at some of these strikes.
Wow.
And it was, you know, the guy who was there, it was his boss giving him the swats.
Hmm.
I see a workers' comp claim. His ass was purple. It went past red to already bruising purple.
Come on, we got to get through this. Christopher's waiting.
Well, you know, after, when he shows up, we want to at least give him 10 minutes, so we still have 10 minutes.
Okay. Girlene.
4949 Caroline. Mm-hmm. That's the Bayou City Women's Chorus. That's September 5th, 12th,
4949 Caroline.
That's why I said it rhymes.
Oh, God.
That's what I told you.
Yeah, I know.
You got to pay attention.
Yeah, I know. That's a rehearsal more often.
Tuesdays from 7 to 11. Don't miss this great opportunity to sing great music with great women. For more information, call 713-521-SING, which is... which is four different dot buttons on your telephone.
I see.
The Houston Area Bears logo contest is open for the public.
Ooh.
The Bears are looking for a new logo. Artwork must be submitted on or before September 10th. Must contain a bear motif.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these big, burly bears, and they use the word motif.
Well.
A bear motif, a paw print, a bear, etc. I must state Houston Area Bears, or HAB.
Mm-hmm.
No more than 4 colors, JPEG or TIFF, 300 DP minimum. Send that to triad2@HoustonAreaBears.com. Winner gets a certificate to Bear Watch 8.
Wonder what's wrong with the old logo.
Bear it's old and tired, and sometimes some things are old and tired get retired.
Watch it.
I was just talking to you. I wasn't talking at you.
Mm-hmm. How come you were looking directly at me rather than the microphone like you should be?
Because I wasn't reading from a script, so I thought, you know, the personal contact of eye to eye.
You mean that was not on the script?
No.
Damn. I do need to start going to rehearsals.
I'm in a good mood. I don't know why. I'm in a weird mood. It was only one Shiner Bach.
Imagine that.
I think it was just getting scared from watching that guy get his ass paddled.
Or horny. One.
No, I was not.
Big Roy, watch it.
I wasn't at the business end. I was at the other.
Yes.
What? Oh.
One more thing, and then we got to get serious.
Okay. Oh, good. And this is the one I get to butcher.
Okay.
Tortilla heave.
Heaven.
Tortilla heave.
It's my printer, okay?
You haven't reprinted it. It's tortilla heave.
That's because it comes out the same way.
Tortilla heave. GCAM, which preserves the history of our diverse community through collecting, archiving, and displaying... Mimon of the GLBT world is beneficiary of this incredible show.
Mm-hmm.
It's an honor to have Jade back again.
It is.
He is a staunch, oh darn, that one actually works, staunch supporter of GLBT history everywhere, and everyone at GCAM loves having him here. We're proud to anew Build your own fajita dinner at 7:30. Pre-show entertainment for your dinner enjoyment. Jade Esteban Estrada performing Tortilla Heaven. On Tuesday, October 3rd, 2006, 8:45 p.m. at 1415 Caroline Street.
No, California.
What did I say?
Caroline.
Close enough.
No, it isn't. It's really far apart, actually. Yeah, you walk it from one to the other. Oh, now she's a snack queen.
1415 California Street. Look, if you're listening, you know where all these damn places are anyway.
Yeah, I know.
You know, 1415 used to be this, used to be that, used to be this. Used to be a lot of things.
Yeah.
Now it's an upstairs stage and bar with a winning raffle and silent auction announced by Jade. Once again, it is Tuesday, October 3rd for the Fajita Heaven, benefiting GCAM. There are several levels of sponsorship, starting at 25 and going up from there.
Mm-hmm.
Tables are four or for $100 each. For more information, check out gcam.org.
Not only that, but you can listen to past shows of After Hours at gcam.org for longer than the 4 weeks that they archive them on the KPFT website. They've been archiving them for about a year.
We're just doing better than we are.
Yeah. I'm here to tell you. Now we have something serious to talk about. Again, damn it.
Well, did we ever announce
what
Jack Jackson's, the plans for him?
I don't think so.
You want to do that as part of this?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Let's start with the old... Just tell me, I'll pull down your mic. Many people have inquired about services for beloved friend, community icon, and philanthropist Jack Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
We were deeply saddened that his family has decided against using his estate to pay for a service or an obituary. Therefore, the invitation is out for those whose lives have been touched by Jack to come to an informal celebration of life to be held on August 26th from 1 to 3:30 p.m. at Mykonos Island Restaurant, 2181 Richmond Avenue. Hors d'oeuvres will be provided along with two drink tickets for beer or wine. A cash bar will be available for cocktails.
That's next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Jack's good friends John Coulter and Ann J. Robinson, Ph.D., will MC the event. They would like to open the service up to anyone who would like to come and share their stories about Jack.
Oh, so many people have so many stories.
In addition, if you have photos that you would like to bring and share with others, we encourage you to bring them and take them home afterwards. Feel free to forward this information to everyone. And this comes from Sally Huffer over at Montrose Counseling Center.
Also, this week, we've had some really sad news that last year's Empress of ICOH, Eartha Quake, died this week. Tony...
I'm so used to knowing her as Eartha, I didn't even know it was Tony.
Yeah. Tony,
hold on, I forget the name.
Watkins.
Okay.
Who also worked...
Wadford.
Who also worked at Mary's.
Who I saw just 2 weeks ago before...
Yes, actually. This happened on Monday. And, quite a few people were talking about how on Sunday there was lots of festivities going on in the bar, and Tony was there all day long until closing and just having a great time and camping it up and just being Eartha.
Yeah.
Just being Eartha. And there is going to, of course, be a memorial service. We don't have any information on that yet. His family has just come into town. We took up, actually, Judy Reeves was in contact with his family and found out that he didn't have an insurance policy or anything like that, so it was going to cost $1,200 to ship his body back to Mississippi. So she went online and said, hey, we need this money, and in 24 hours... she raised $2,200.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Shows the power of what Eartha did for this community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It not only paid for that, but helped to defer the cost of the funeral that they had in Mississippi. Now the family's here, and they're going through his things, and donating a bunch of things to Judy. Okay. And some of those will go to GCAM, some of those will be on display, and some items probably will be raffled off to raise money for Tony's favorite charity.
Which is, it's strange we've gone through this now.
Oh, I know.
3 weeks in a row.
Yes. Yes, I mean, we went for almost a year without... It used to be long ago, in the 80s and the 90s, we had to do memorials every week. And it was one of those things that we hated to do, but we felt it was important to do. It was also that time when the twit was still around. And gay men would pick up the twit, and the first thing they did was go to the back to where they were listing their obituaries, because the twit ran them for free.
Yeah.
And then 1996 came along, the cocktail, and the deaths just stopped or slowed down quite a bit. And there was no need. I remember the first week that there was no death in the twit. It was cause for celebration.
I mean, even out in San Francisco, yeah. The first time the Bay Area Reporter didn't have an obituary. The front page, they said, no death notice. And it made national coverage that it did that.
Now, we say that because we're referring to AIDS, but since then we have learned that our friends can die from other things. Tony died, Eartha died from a heart attack.
Yeah.
And Jack Jackson was 80 years old and died of old age. Actually, he was 81. He had just turned 81, and he died of old age. And I believe Joel died of heart problems, too.
And we also had Brenda Thomas.
And Brenda Thomas. Now, Brenda did die from complications.
Oh.
Yes.
I wasn't 100% sure. I knew she worked in the AIDS community. I didn't know if she was affected.
Yeah. Brenda and I had long talks about each other's health over the years. And, oh, God. Anyway, I've got some music. Christopher is waiting in the wings for Black on Black. This is Gwen Avery with Precious Lord. This is for Eartha Quake. Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, the keeper of the keys, the countess of the clink, the mistress of Murderer's Row, Matron Mama Morton.
Ask any of the chickies in my pen. They'll tell you I'm the biggest mother hen. I love them all and all of them love me. Because the system works, the system called reciprocity. For mama, she'll do one for you. They say that life is tit for tat, and that's the way I live. So I deserve a lot of tat for what I've got to give. Don't you know that this hand washes that one too? When you're good to mama, pepper my ragu, spice it up for mama, she'll get hot for you. When they pass that basket, folks contribute too. You put in for mama, she'll put out for you. The folks atop the ladder are the ones the world adores. So boost me up my ladder, kid, and I'll boost you up yours. Let's all stroke together like the Princeton crew. When you're stroking mama, mama's stroking you. So what's the one conclusion I can bring this number to? When you're good to mama.
Show tunes.
That's right. That's right, from Chicago. When You're Good to Mama. That was one of the songs that
Eartha
did on stage. Yeah. One of the many, many, many songs. It's just the handiest one I happen to have. We haven't talked about money.
No, we have.
In about a half hour.
Yeah.
Or longer.
Yeah, we were Meshuggah now. I can't say Meshuggah on this station, can I?
Why not?
It's Yiddish.
And?
You haven't listened to our programming, have you?
Oh, please. I've got a Jewish husband.
Which explains why you don't contribute anymore.
Tacky, but so true.
We need you. We've got two special things we offer around here. What's this?
Oh, yes, I'm one, and
Let's see. Well, she did. I'm pretty sure she's not a virgin. We know this guy.
I know Lisa isn't a virgin.
We got another.
I mean, you listen to the show, you know she's not a virgin. What?
She makes sailors blush. Yeah.
I think it's great.
We need the virgin pledgers.
Oh, okay.
We got another slut pledger.
Oh. Actually, yeah, and that's from Paul, who pledges every single time we have a membership drive. Every single time. He hasn't missed. It's been just amazing how he has supported this show. And I wish I had 10 more like him, I'll tell you.
Yes. And one thing, you know, we got two special ways that you can definitely tell management that it's coming from from the show.
Yeah.
We've got two special little ways of donating.
How's that?
We've got the cocktails for KPFT.
Excuse me?
And the crankers for KPFT. The cocktails for KPFT, what we do is we ask you to mm-hmm. give up one cocktail a month.
Okay.
Give up one drink a month. Give your liver a little time to process.
There you go.
That's $5 a month. Mm-hmm. That comes to $60.
Yeah.
We can use that. Imagine just giving up one drink a month.
Or you know, two beers.
Two beers, you know. If you're one of the cheap...
One Cosmos. Yeah,
if you're one of the cheap ones that go on the end of Pacific Street there on Saturday nights and Sunday mornings, it's $1 a drink, well, then you're giving up six.
Okay, whatever.
That makes you sound better. So give up a cocktail a month for KPFT.
Mm-hmm.
That's a $60 pledge. And then we've got the KPFT cranker.
Yes.
Where else can you crank for 30 seconds and get 30 minutes of pleasure?
My. That you must be talking about the radio.
Yes, I am. It's a special radio that you turn a crank for 30 seconds. It gives you 30 minutes of power.
Mm-hmm.
You get AM, you get FM, you get the weather, the NOAA stations, the weather station, NOAA. You get television stations.
No kidding.
On it. And you can also charge your cell phone.
I'll be damned.
On there. It does a lot, and that's for $150.
Wow.
And, you know, this year isn't as bad as last year. I mean,
right.
As far as hurricanes go. You know, this time, last year,
mm-hmm.
This is the 19th, we were probably sitting on I or J
in
the hurricane season because...
I was just on another wavelength there.
Katrina...
sitting on what?
Sitting on an eye? Woo! That's a whole nother hanky show.
It certainly is.
No, I mean, 10 days from now, it's the one-year anniversary of Katrina.
Mm.
And, you know, so, I mean,
damn.
Last year at this time, we were already up to H or I or
yeah.
J.
Yeah.
This year, we're at what, C?
Something like that, yeah.
And I'm so disappointed with Hurricane C. I really am. You know, it was named after me.
I'm so sorry.
So I figured it was either going to come up in here and just blow everything it could,
mm-hmm.
or dive right south for Mexico and take it. And
sorry. I just wanted to
he's getting close
put
over
my
here.
Arms around this guy. Yeah.
Yeah. As Christopher breaks his neck trying to look around the corner.
There's something about a red-haired guy, but there's something even more special about Stephen.
Thank you.
Well, he's just trying to find... He's buttering you up so he can find out if the second half of the story is true.
No.
What second half of what story?
Red hair, blue meat?
No.
Oh.
No. I know I'm never going to see that. I like him for him.
Yeah, okay.
Is there an air sickness?
Damn!
Hold on. My BS detector is going off the scale. My God.
That was wrong.
You just pulled a W. Bush on the BS meter.
That's mean.
You were That's just about mean. Ready to hit State of the Union.
No,
type
on the I'm old enough to be this man's father.
You're old enough to be father of anybody in this room except Roy.
Oh, God. You're right.
And David. I'll give you David, too.
Yeah.
So, it's 713-526-5738.
Yes, the number would help.
713-JAM-KPFT. If your hands are a little busy right now and you can't get to the telephone...
Oh, I wish my hands were busy.
Click away from the porn. You know, they'll be performing in a couple of minutes anyway.
Yes, they will.
You know, click over to kpft.org.
In fact, just turn the volume off on the VCR and...
That's what the good Lord made the pause button for.
There you go. Yeah. And just turn on your radio.
Or, you know, just wait till the intermission if you're... If you're young and able to, and there's an intermission in your viewing pleasure,
that's what Rainbow used to do: watch his porn with the volume turned off and listen to us.
God, that's disturbing,
isn't it?
I mean, I could do that with mine because you know, I mean, if my neighbor started listening to my porn collection, they'll think it's a United Nations broadcast going in there. A little bit of Czech, a little bit of German.
Yes. Anyway, 713-526-5738. And for those of you who are tuning in to hear Black on Black,
we'll get to them eventually.
Don't worry. The segment is not going to be cut short. The man's going to have all the time he needs.
Are we talking again about his experience with the porn star turned preacher now?
He's going to talk about Miami, I'm sure.
Yes.
Whenever you let him.
Well, excuse me.
Yes?
Well, I have to play his theme music first.
Oh, okay. Okay.
When I remembered it was the third week there, the past 2 days, I've been singing along. Welcome to...
Oh, just play the damn thing.
713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KTFT. 713-526-5738. Click.
Welcome to the colored section. Welcome to the Negro League. Sign your name on a blacklist and know this, it's American history. See what it is to be blackmailed. See a real life conspiracy. Sign your name on a blacklist and know this, it's American history.
We're here. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 89.5. and Galveston, it's 90.1 here in Houston. You know where the hell you're listening to. Now, if you just contribute there, and I'll get it right. I did that now so I didn't have to interrupt you in 2 minutes.
Okay.
I'll go back to my own little world.
Okay. This is Christopher Evans with Black on Black. Thank you for joining me this morning. We are going to play catch up with what I've been doing for the last month. I was not here last month because I attended Miami Beach Brothers Bash 2006 on South Beach, which was absolutely wonderful. In attendance were a couple of magnificent people. And I'll start off with Bobby Blake, the infamous porn star, black gay porn star. He was absolutely hilarious. He is retired. And I don't know if most of you know that, but he is retired. He's been retired for 7 years now, and he is a minister, if I'm not mistaken, in the Memphis, Tennessee. He is one of the funniest characters I have ever met before in my life, and his persona off screen is nothing like his persona on screen. So I had an absolutely wonderful time.
Being a preacher, I certainly would hope so.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit.
Not that. You don't want that one. But it was an absolutely fun time had for all. Miami Beach Brothers Bash 2006. Please look for it next year for 2007. It was absolutely wonderful. Also in attendance was J.L. King, who I initially did not care for at all based on his book on the DL and his, I call it a performance, on the Oprah Winfrey Show. He was in attendance, and I've certainly had to change my opinion of him. He was very humble, unlike his TV persona or the persona that he gives in interviews and periodicals and articles and things. He was very humble. He came and addressed the function and said that if he had the chance, he would do his book or his presentation of the DL phenomenon over again, because he says he was well aware that it was not as accurate as it should have been. What else went on? South Beach is absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. The kids are beautiful. There were some beautiful body boys on the beach, so I definitely have to hit the gym and be prepared for next year. Absolutely, everybody was wonderful. There was also Greg McNeil. is a black photographer out of Los Angeles, and he has a group of pictures or a portfolio of pictures, and I can't think of the name of it right now. It escapes me, but he takes some of the most beautiful images of black men in all different types of settings. And I actually ordered one called The Guardian. And if you get a chance, go to Greg's website, www.gregmcneil.com, and he has some absolutely beautiful work which really needs to be featured and seen by everyone. He's an absolutely amazing photographer, very deep, extremely deep. There was also William Castillo from South Beach. He is doing a book filled with Cuban and Cuban and Brazilian men. And initially it started off as just photographs, but it quickly ballooned into this project where each of these men, all of whom are gay, gave their story about their upbringing in Latin culture and in Cuba and coming to America, however which way they got here. But the book is going to come out, and I'll come back with the website maybe next month. I thought I had the card that he passed out, but he has done an amazing job of collecting these photographs of young Brazilian Latin men to maybe, I think the oldest one is like 86 or 87, and he gives his story about growing up gay in Brazil and then making his way to America in his later life. Absolutely beautiful book. It's not out as of yet, but as soon as it comes out, I will certainly let you know. But I think if you go out to the internet and type up William Castillo, you should be able to see something about that book in South Beach. Absolutely wonderful. Let me see who else was there. Cleo Monago was there. I initially met Cleo Monago in Los Angeles in 2003, and I was initially extremely impressed with his delivery, with his thought process and his attitude about uplifting gay black men. On this trip, I was not so impressed. He was rude. He was insensitive. And a couple of the presenters, he just really tried to make them look like idiots. So I'm not a fan of his anymore, sad to say. I was really expecting something else from him. I really wanted to get something from him and grow. That did not happen on this trip. Charles Martin was there. Charles Martin, if I'm not mistaken, was the HIV/AIDS coordinator for the, I don't know what county that was in Miami.
Broward.
I can't remember, but he was an excellent speaker. And he was there. Black gentleman, and his speech was really going well until about after 20 minutes, and he made mention that his lover was white. And Cleo was one of the persons that, after that point, he started totally dismissing any information or concern that this gentleman had concerning black men and AIDS in the black gay community. And I thought that was so rude and unprofessional. And you didn't have that issue before you knew what color his partner was. So that's a whole new issue. But it certainly was addressed with the gentleman that put the Miami Beach Brothers Bash together. So I'm certain that he addressed that issue with him. And hopefully we won't have to be bothered with Cleo next year.
Well, unfortunately, there is isn't there in the African-American community a big issue on interracial relationships?
There is, and I think where the issue comes in is that if you have a black male who's dating someone that's white, I think people will zero in on seeing if he's trying to act, quote, and I hate this term, act white. Yeah. If he's acting white, then they're going to have an issue with him. Some may have an issue anyway, but I think if he is giving off the attitude that he's attempting to separate himself and forgetting that he's black, then I think people will tend to have a problem. I say wherever you can find love, and we actually had a discussion at this event about interracial dating. I personally have never been approached by anyone of any other color about going out on a date or something like that. I had a friend in high school tell me, and it stuck with me, and I've certainly had to deal with it. He told me that I was too ethnic looking to be attractive to white men. And being, how old was I? 17, 18 at the time, I internalized that. Because he was supposed to be my friend. He knew. Yeah. And now that I'm older, I know that that's not true. But I do believe, and I have to admit that I believe, some of my dating rituals don't put me in a place where that would actually even be possible. I've certainly thought about expanding my horizons. There is a gentleman out there named, oh God, what is his name? I'm not going to call his name, but he know who he is. Yeah. His name is, nickname him Black. We had this discussion on the internet. He knows who I am. He knows who I am, but I've never seen him before. And he says he was just waiting on the day that I announced on the show that I'm dating. What did he say? He said, I can't wait till you announce on the show that you're dating Opie. So if anybody's listening, I'm open.
There is a bar back over at EJ's called Opie, and he looks like Opie.
Are you for real?
Oh yeah. My inner priest was screaming when I met him.
No. But I think as the generations progress, interracial dating will not be an issue. And guys are now like, wherever you can find love, you know, find it. I say go for it. If they're purple, I'm down for it. As long as they respect me and love me,
yeah,
I'm fine. Flex Dion Blake was there, which Flex and Bobby were together. They're divorced. I think they've been divorced for about 4 years now. But Flex still carries the name. Wonderful man. He's gorgeous, too. Absolutely wonderful to be around. I'm not sure where he's living at now, but they were all absolutely wonderful. What else did we do? We hung out at a couple of different places. Everything was really good. I actually did my presentation on manhood versus masculinity, which is what we talked about here in the studio before. I did run into some opposition from some of the people on or in the audience. I think it came down to a simple definition that manhood is actually integrity, and masculinity boils down to an image. And so we went back and forth over those two, and I was trying to simplify that for them, and they just did not want to do that because their headset, and especially Bobby Blake's mindset, was that manhood is directly tied to mannerisms or an image. And I tried to get them to understand that if a man walks in stilettos, a pink halter top, and a denim miniskirt, you may be able to go back and forth about his masculinity, but his manhood is not dressed up in the halter top, the stilettos, or the denim skirt. And so that was a point of contention between myself and then some of the people in the audience. Some people, a light came on. They was like, oh, I never thought about it that way. But we were discussing about the African Americans community's obsession with masculinity, the hip hop, the thug sexual, or the homo thug, and all of that good stuff. And I was trying to get them to understand that our young men need to learn the difference between masculinity and manhood, and that the most important thing is his manhood and not the masculinity, because masculinity is only for show.
Yeah.
And that goes, you know, back and forth. I was telling them the story about Miss Parker, who actually came into the studio with me. Was I supposed to say that? Uh-oh. I don't think Miss Parker wanted me to say her real name. But anyway, I asked them rate their masculinity 1 to 10. And when we had a meeting at my house, Miss Parker said a 2. 1 being not masculine at all, yeah. 10 being. But when we got to the studio on the station, Miss Parker said her masculinity was a 6. And so we were trying to figure out how did it jump from a 2 to a 6 in 2 weeks.
Drank a beer and crushed the can?
Well, we all went out to House of Pies, and we asked her again that same question, and she leans back in her chair while putting a piece of Belgian waffle in her mouth, and she says, it's a lady's prerogative to change her mind.
Yes. So
that's how that came about. But again, look for Miami Beach Brothers Bash 2007. If you can, you can go to Miami Beach Brothers Bash .com, and you should be able to see that information.
Now, this is coming from the white guy. Is it Brothers with an S or a Z?
A Z. I'm sorry. Thank you. It's BRUTHAZ, Miami Beach Brothers, or Brothers, .com. So please check it out.
We have a new member to the After Hours group.
Please.
We have breeders coming in.
We have
breeders.
A new member to the After Hours group. And what's his name?
He's beautiful.
Say that again.
It's Jovan.
Jovan what?
Anderson. Zachary Anderson.
Okay, I have a question, though. Uh-huh. Jovan is his name. Where did you all get that from? Because that's a black people's name.
That's what everybody says. I just looked at it.
He's gorgeous.
How old is he?
3 weeks almost on Monday.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Isn't he beautiful? He's got blue eyes.
He's absolutely gorgeous.
Has he figured out who the daddy is?
What do you mean? I would hope he's sitting right here.
Yeah, that's me.
He's absolutely beautiful.
He is.
Thank you.
He is.
Why are you look at him.
Look at those blue eyes.
He seems a little irritated.
It's that bright light.
He knows he's being talked about.
No, it's his parents.
I'd
be irritated, too.
He's absolutely beautiful, baby, but Jovan.
Yeah.
It's a form of Jove.
Oh, for real?
One of the highest Roman gods or whatever.
Okay.
It's Italian or Slavic.
No, Jovan is a musk manufacturer.
Yeah, it's an
goodness.
Old...
I knew that was coming.
No, it's an old tacky scent from the 70s.
It's not tacky. It smells...
Jovan?
Yeah.
Jovan kind of musk for men.
It has a nice... Avon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
just wait. When the diapers start coming, you'll pray for the scent of musk.
Because like that, I think his kid was the only reason I've ever spent more than 5 minutes at any hospital, not being sick. I was there for what 15 hours.
He's absolutely beautiful, goodness. Baby.
So mom's doing okay.
Yep. Thank God.
That's dad.
Doing fine.
Shaky.
Okay. He was shaky before.
As soon as he found out she was pregnant.
Oh, gosh.
Hey. Well, you know, they tried for long enough, you know.
Tell me.
Oh, absolutely beautiful.
All
baby.
All over the place, even here, I think.
Baby Jovan. Beautiful. We are also going to go over, if you are not subscribing to Click Magazine, you have to subscribe to Click Magazine. I've been a subscriber for maybe about 6 or 7 months now, and each issue has actually been varied. good. The styling, the layout, it's very sleek, it's new. So if you aren't a subscriber, please go to Click, and it's CLIK now. So please go www.click, I think.
You do know my next question was going to be, would you please spell click? I was going for the Q-U-E at the end.
No, it's C-L-I-K. Now, very nice magazine. And before I came to the studio, I actually stopped at my mailbox, and in the mailbox was the September issue, and on the front is my favorite TV show, the cast from Noah's Ark.
Ah.
Absolutely wonderful show. I ordered the first season off of Logo, and I've watched it like maybe 8 times with friends, by myself. I even had my mom and my sister watching.
Now explain to people what Noah's Ark is.
Oh gosh, Noah's Ark is a group of 4 friends, and the main characters are Ricky, Alex, Noah, and Chance. And I'm going to flip through here. Give me a second. And I'm actually going to give you their real names. It's series created by Patrick Ian Polk, the writer for Punks, which still hasn't come out. I believe there's an issue concerning a contractual issue concerning the music in Punks, so they're still working on that. Absolutely wonderful film. It was the first, if I'm not mistaken, full featured film that featured black gay characters as the main characters. Huh. Absolutely wonderful film. There's also another one. It hasn't come out. I've only seen it at different Black Pride events. It's called Ski Trip by Jamal Evans. I think it's Jamal Evans is his name. Absolutely hilarious film, but you've got to see it. The characters, Ricky is actually, he's a Latin guy on the show. Absolutely beautiful young man, and he is played by Christian Vincent. And if you've ever seen any what's the show, Mad? Is it Mad TV?
Mad TV.
He's been on Mad TV. He is a backup dancer for, I think he was a backup dancer for either Janet Jackson or Madonna, one of the two. But his character is the promiscuous character. Absolutely funny. And his love interest is actually Wilson Cruz, who plays Janito on the show. And then there is, what can I say about Noah? Noah is absolutely gorgeous. Noah is played by Daryl Stevens, and he has a love interest by the name of Wade. And Wade is played by, oh God, Jensen Atwood. I'm sorry, I have it backwards. Now, Jensen Atwood is actually in the Destiny's Chillin' video, Soldier. And if you ever have a chance to see that video, Michelle is sitting on his lap while he's sitting on a motorcycle. So they have some very talented people in this show. I think one of the most hilarious characters is Alex, played by Rodney Chester. And he's sort of like the mother hen of the group, that you know, that plays mother, or he plays mother to everyone. And then there is the collegiate Chance, played by Doug Spearman. So if you get a chance, you have to watch the show. It's going into its second season, and I believe the first show starts sometime in September. If you have Logo, you can certainly go to Logo or logo.com.
Logo online.
Online.com and find that information. The second season has been promised to be a very intriguing, sizzling season, with the addition of a character played by Raz B from the defunct group B2K. So there has been this swirl of of intrigue and rumor about this new character that's coming. And as I'm trying to read through the magazine, there's a full-length article on Razzby, and I'm not sure if the question comes up concerning his sexuality. The title of the article is Sets the Record Straight with Razzby, so I'm not sure about that. But if you get a chance, please take a look. There are some absolutely beautiful men in this show, but I think as the show progressed, it became better and better, and with the last episode for the prior season, it was really a tearjerker. All of the characters had lost who they loved, so hopefully the second season will bring them all back together.
I was chuckling at that. I went to IMDb, uh-huh, the Internet Movie Database,
uh-huh,
to follow along with what you were of the performers you were saying. See if I get any other little hints on that. The user comments, they referred to this as Queer as Brothers. Queer as Brothers.
Yes, it was supposed to be a black version of Queer as Folk, but Ian Polk, Patrick Ian Polk, was unable to get the show with either like HBO, Showtime, or the movie channel. So there are some, hopefully they'll be on the second season too. There are some outtakes and some redos where they show you what they were trying to get on cable, like HBO or Showtime.
Yeah.
Hot.
Because this is TV 14.
Ooh,
is the rating.
Yeah. But the regular version is absolutely amazing. Beautiful character, so I am eagerly anticipating to see the new season. What else is going on? I started a new job, if anybody's interested, so that's good for me. I'm now taking the park and ride. If there's any of the cute guys that ride 228 Addicts, holla at your brother.
He believes in body snatching. That's please, the proper term, body snatching.
Body snatching. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, that's where the people drive who pull up into the park and ride and want to use the HOV lane. So what they do is they tell somebody who's waiting to get on the bus,
Shut up.
I'll take you in town, no charge. I just want a living, breathing body next to me so I can take the HOV lane.
Are you kidding?
No. Metro kind of discourages it because
it's kind of dangerous.
Well, no, because it takes away $2 from them.
Well, actually, three.
Yeah,
because I pay three.
Yeah.
And then if you live out in Kingwood, it's like $3.50.
So, I mean, they've realized.
Yeah,
they call it body. Yeah. I recently, where I moved to, I can take Metro actually during the weekend.
Uh huh.
I would have to take the Acres Home bus out to where I live.
You and Acres Home, I'm having a hard time visualizing.
I live in Willowbrook, so
okay,
it goes through Acres Home.
Okay.
But, you know, I was really interested. I was going to actually do it one of these times, come down to the radio show, take the bus. I would have to wait an extra hour to take the bus back home, though.
Okay.
But, you know, I went down to try and use Metro a month ago because I had to go to court. And I sat there and I waited, and the bus didn't show. So I called up Metro. They couldn't find the bus.
What?
So I waited for the next bus to show up. Called up. Well, they found the first bus. It was in an accident. The second bus broke down. And so it was now into the point of time where out in suburbia, the buses don't come every five or 10 minutes. It was every, you know, I had to wait 45 minutes for the next bus. And I'm telling the person on the Metro, I said, excuse me, you know, I have to be at court at 10. There's another person here who needs to be in court at 10. You know, and she said, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. It's like, you know, so I don't trust Metro now.
Oh.
You know, I've been in Houston since 1979, and I've been paying that damn 1 cent Metro tax since then on everything I purchased. And I've been on a Metro bus once, maybe twice, and on the Metro Rail once.
I've yet to ride the Metro Rail. How is that?
It was interesting. I used that for, I had jury duty.
Okay.
And I ended up, I actually drove down to the park and ride south of what used to be Astro World. And so I had to, you pay to park in that park and ride facility.
Okay.
And then I took the got the free ride on the train.
Ah, okay.
Up to jury duty. So it was something different. You know, I had to say, I rode a train.
That's a train.
Yeah, and every time I see the train, it's like, I'm going to make a left-hand turn right into the train. You know, everyone else is making...
Don't do it. There is also, if you get a chance, LaToya. Luckett CD, absolutely wonderful CD. If any of you know, I think you may have heard the hype. LaToya is a member that was removed from Destiny's Child. What's funny is that her release was what, July 18th. Or was it August?
No, it was July. When you said LaToya, I was thinking Jackson. I'm sorry.
No, LaToya Luckett. But the release of her CD was July 18th. And Matthew Knowles and Beyonce Knowles decided to do a pre-sale of B-Day on the same day. I thought that was very tacky. She didn't need to get another business manager. Because it made them look very intimidated. Or it's just real nasty to do that. Go ahead and let the young lady, you know, do what she has to do and let her shine for the time that she can. But it's an absolutely wonderful CD. So if you get a chance, LaToya featuring Torn. And what's the other song that's really good? Has a nice video with Slim Thug. She Don't. She Doesn't Love You and Touch You and all that other good stuff like I do. So it's really a good CD. So if you get a chance, check it out. We are going to go to a musical break.
And during that musical break time, it's time for you to call in your pledge of support at 713-526-5738. Jam KPFT. I picked the longest song.
Okay, it's your choice.
That's what I did. I went for what had the longest there.
Okay.
I had to step away from the board, so I needed a 5-minute song. In fact, I'll just do this just in case. You never know. I'll just put it on continuous in case. But in any case, this is...
India Ari.
And the song I put on was In the Heart of the Matter. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, and we'll be right back.
Cannot fill these empty arms.
I picked a good song there.
You really did.
Too bad I had to pick it, you know, just for the...
I had to go leave this board, so I picked the longest song.
Wish there was more of an inspirational way. We had a caller.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to pledge, but he wanted us to read the preamble to the Constitution. Unfortunately, any mention of that document is illegal under the Patriot Act, so we cannot discuss as something that we refer to as a constitution in the United States. It's not applicable. So, sorry about that.
Was he saying that on purpose? I mean, did he ask that on purpose?
Yeah. He also asked us to do the Gettysburg Address. And that's 123 Veterans Memorial, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 10037.
Okay.
It's the Gettysburg Address.
It is. You're good. You're really good.
This is After Hours. We're Radio with Attitude. It is Pledge Drive. We love, for you know, you want the Gettysburg Address? Well, you know, send us some Abraham Lincolns. You want the Constitution? Send us a couple of Washingtons. You know, hey, definitely Franklin. Send us some Franklins. It's all about the Benjamins.
You are not.
It's all about the Benjamins on this
show.
Absolutely. Funny thing is when you see Dwayne talking about the Benjamins. This is After Hours. We need your pledge of support. 713-526-5738. You know, this show ain't cheap. The people who do the show might be, but the show is not cheap.
Speak for yourself.
I'm easy, but I'm not cheap.
But we need your pledge of support. We need you to tell management that there's an outlet needed for this type of attitude at 1 a.m. or now it's 2:30 in the a.m. And let the powers that be that actually work during the daylight hours know that After Hours is worth it. And it's worth it to you. It's worth it for those kids that are sitting physically in a closet right now listening on a headset.
Yes.
To the show. To our MBBs, the men behind bars, who are listening to this show as an outlet for their community. And, you know, one of our greatest sponsors that we have, or our listener sponsors of this show, is one of the MBB who sends us stamps. One of the greatest commodities you have in the prison system. He sends us stamps as his pledge of support for this station, which he hasn't been able to hear the show in months.
Why?
He's in a different part of the prison, so his radio reception doesn't work that well. Hey, we're working on that. You know, hopefully a new transmitter is coming up, and it's going to break through there. But the simple fact is, we've got a guy in prison sending stamps for this show to continue. So what the hell are you waiting for? It's your time to pledge. 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. You know, take advantage of our Cocktails for KPFT special, $5 a month. Give up one cocktail per month for KPFT. That's $60 a year. Or there's the Crankers for KPFT, where 30 seconds of cranking gives you 30 minutes of pleasure.
You are sick.
It's a hand crank radio.
Oh.
And you crank it for 30 seconds, and it has power for 30 minutes.
Oh.
So you crank it for 30 seconds, and you get 30 minutes of pleasure.
I thought you were talking about something else.
No. Those are the toys we talk about at the end of the month.
Okay.
And that's a $150 pledge. You get this hand crank radio. It doesn't require batteries. It doesn't require electricity. It gives you AM, FM, the 7 National Oceanographic and Air and Atmospheric Administration stations, NOAA, which is great for hurricane season. It gives you television stations you can listen to on there, and you can also charge your cell phone off of it.
Okay.
So call in 713-526-5738. Give Roy, you know, show that Roy needs to do something. If you want to put an old fat fag to work, call 713-526-5738 and make Roy do something. Anything.
Uh-uh.
For the love of God, make it work.
Well, on behalf of Black on Black on 90.1, I'm going to pledge $50 on behalf on Black on Black. So if you
hopefully
are a listener,
fix the wires I just tore out of here.
Yeah. Well, there goes that $50. So if you are a listener of Black on Black. Please call in with the pledge. It would be greatly appreciated and put to good use.
And if you're afraid of giving Roy your credit card number, Lord knows I might. So go to kpft.org. You can place your make your pledge online.
Oh, that's
secure,
good.
Safe. That's what I said. Just put the porn in the background. Bring up kpft.org. There's a PayPal button there. You click on that. You get your money. You're instantized. That's what they say during the week. During the weekdays, it's instantized, and all this other stuff. But those are things we want. We need you to show. Because we don't contribute. We don't get Arbitron. We need these little slips of paper to say, hey, someone's out there listening. So call in your pledge of support. If you don't want to deal in your name, tell you're doing your pledge of support in honor of one of the MBBs. One of the teenagers out there that's listening to this show.
Excellent.
So,
excellent.
This concludes this station announcement. We now return to Black on Black, already in progress.
Thank you. If you're looking for information or a soundboard for dating and relationships, and God knows I am, I have one person I'm just not speaking to anymore. They just made me mad, so I don't want to talk to them anymore. And they sent me a postcard, and I felt kind of bad for about 5 seconds. The postcard's like, please call me. I'm like, yeah. I still haven't break down a call, but I'm not calling. But there is a website now, a sounding board for black same gender loving men to talk about dating in this millennia. And the facilitators of this online sound off board are Monty, Eric, and Tim. And I actually met Tim back in 2003 in Los Angeles at a Black Pride event. Excellent, absolutely phenomenal poetry writer and rapper. Excellent, really good.
What? Monty, Eric, and Tim.
T-I-M apostrophe M. Tim.
Okay. I'm still trying to wrap around
Monty?
Apparently, his parents liked the movie Monty Brewster's Millions and named him Monty Brewster.
They're all gorgeous men, too. I date all three of them.
They just didn't, the warped sense of mind. I'm going, when I hear the names that, I hear Monty, Eric, and Tim are coming, I wouldn't be expecting any black man to be showing up with names like that.
What, Monty, Eric, and Tim?
It just didn't. I didn't hear
that. A white baby that left your name, Jovan. Come on.
I know, that's the ethnic diversity of this radio
yes,
station.
Yes, it is. But if you're interested in that soundboard, I haven't read in detail what they're going to be doing, but I'm certainly going to send an email. I have been looking for a platform to do a question and answer type of thing about relationships. I think I would really enjoy doing that. But this one is called Brave Soul Collective. And if you go to www.bravesoulcollective.org, you'll find some information. I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do with that, but I'm certainly going to look into that. I would be very interested in seeing what that is about. Also, in September 22nd through the 24th of this year, there is the 5th Umoja Retreat. And this is actually going to be in... Where is it going to be? I believe it's going to be at the Sierra Retreat in Malibu. So if you're interested in doing something in the month of September, again, it's September 22nd through the 24th, you can go to www.inthemeantimemen.org. Again, that's www.inthemeantimemen.org. I've heard wonderful things from men who have attended this retreat. A lot of them come back and say that it is life-altering, that they have been just phenomenally blessed, uplifted, rejuvenated, and all of those good things. So I'm definitely going to look into that and maybe see about actually attending that. Then there's also Well, it's already gone. I was going to talk about the 2006 Black Men's Health Conference, so this ad is a little late. It has August 12th on it.
So if you're out there, have a time machine.
Yeah, you can go back and maybe take a look at that.
In the Wayback Machine.
No. Bahian. Am I saying that right? B-A-H-I-A-N? Bahian?
Oh,
yeah, I was going to read it for. Hell, I don't know. Bahian Heat 2006 Salvador and Sao, S-A-O?
Sao Paulo?
Sao Paulo, Brazil. Yeah. Is that nice?
Yeah, it's one of the big resort areas.
So it's more touristy.
Yeah, Sao Paulo.
Okay.
St. Paul.
St. Paul. Oh, St. Paul.
Yeah, it's Portuguese for St. Paul.
Okay. If you're looking for something to do again, there's the Bahian Heat 2006 from August 30th through, dang, that's a long time, September 9th.
Well, honey, if you're going to get a bikini wax to go down to Sao Paulo, Brazil, you're going to want to show it off for a while.
Ah, okay. I've heard wonderful things about Brazil. Especially their bathhouses, but I digress. I don't know anything else about it. I had a couple of friends go, and one of them actually cried because he had to come back. So I'm thinking about going there for that. If you're interested, again, in another movie, there's a movie out called Strange Fruit. It's about a black gay detective going back to some small town in Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken, or is it Mississippi, to investigate the death of his best friend. The music is supposed to be absolutely wonderful. They feature the song from Billie Holiday, Strange Fruit, in this movie. So if you, I believe you have to go out on the internet to actually purchase this movie. I believe you can purchase it off of Amazon.com, but the title of the movie, again, is Strange Fruit, and it's about a black gay detective going back to investigate the murder of his best friend in the town that he grew up in. I think, for me, that is going to be it.
Okay.
For Black on Black. But again, please show your support for 90.1 KPFT. Absolutely wonderful radio station. The people are absolutely wonderful to work with. I could not ask for a better group of people to set me a sail every third Sunday, Saturday, however you want to call it, Saturday, yeah. Sunday. Everybody here is absolutely wonderful. The radio station and what they do here is so necessary and so needed. So please show your appreciation, your support for a cause that really gets to the root of the matter and helps people where they are. Again, 90.1 KPFT. Drive. Next month, hopefully, I will have a gentleman in the studio who is looking to start up his own political group. This young man has some absolutely wonderful ideas. He thinks totally out of the box. So I'm certainly looking forward to him being here and you all being able to ask him some questions after he gives his presentation of what he expects or what he's looking for this new political group to do. Again, if you have a subject matter or topic that you would like for us to discuss on Black, please feel free to email me at millionaireintraining@yahoo.com. That's millionaireintraining@yahoo.com. I certainly look forward and would appreciate any communication or comments.
Love
or
mail,
what have
hate
you.
Mail.
Love mail, hate mail, doesn't matter.
Dirty pictures.
Ah, before I forget, Alfonso, if you are out there, please, first thing, forgive me. I still have your gift certificate, your $50 gift certificate to Landry's. There was a snafu. I thought there was going to be a receptionist here that Sunday. There wasn't. So I didn't leave it with anybody. So I don't want you to think I was telling a story. But I still do have that $50 gift certificate to Landry. So if you would like, you can It probably would be better to email me again at themillionaireintraining@yahoo.com and I can get this to you. I am not going to spend it. I was tempted a couple of times. I got hungry, but I held off because I promised to give you that. So either call the studio or email me so I can certainly get that to you. You certainly deserve it for what you called in and talked about. So again, this is Christopher Evans. Thank you for joining me on Black on Black on 90.1 KPFT. And again, send in your support.
Welcome to the colored section. Welcome to the Negro League. Sign your name on a blacklist and know this. It's American history. See what it is to be blackmailed.
Blackmailed.
See a real life conspiracy.
Ooh.
Sign your name on a blacklist and know this. It's American history.
In your lap, gasping for an extra breath, waiting for the time to pass. I believe in days ahead. Don't spend another night alone, cross and wishing you were dead.
Pain is gone. I'm always gone.
That was pretty music. What was that?
That was Mary by the Scissor Sisters. Because I'm not allowed to play tits on the radio.
You're right. That's a great band. Great band.
I have to show you the one picture of one of the guys from there. On that one website we were looking at with, with a gentleman carrying the can of Foster's in his
yes.
Band. They had a picture of one of the guys from Scissor Sisters.
Oh. Jake?
I guess. I don't know. He was basically using it as a towel rack.
Yes, he does that a lot. You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude right here on KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, and KPFT Galveston, 89.5 FM. And I'm just about a minute too early with that, but we'll say it again in another few minutes, make us legal. I'm Jimmy Carper. Chris Arison is here. And we're...
Why am I playing the straight man in this little
scene? No, I am. I am.
Read again. This is a straight script.
Yes, it is. It's called Being Gay is Not Natural. It came across on Lone Star Activist Network. And there are 10 little rules here. And I'm going to read the first part, and Chris is going to read the second. Being gay is not natural. Number one.
Oh, I thought it was a whole sentence. I got a whole sentence here. I thought you were reading a sentence. You're just reading the... I'm lost.
Number one.
Take two.
Being gay is not natural.
Real Americans always reject unnatural things like eyeglasses, polyester, and air conditioning.
Number two. Gay marriage will encourage people to be gay.
In the same way that hanging around tall people will make you tall.
Three. Legalizing gay marriage will open the door to all kinds of crazy behavior.
People may even wish to marry their pets because a dog has a legal standing and can sign a marriage contract.
Four. Straight marriage has been around a long time and hasn't changed at all.
Women are still property, blacks still can't marry whites, and divorce is still illegal.
Five. Straight marriage will be less meaningful if gay marriage were allowed.
The sanctity of Britney Spears' 55-hour just-for-fun marriage would be destroyed.
Six. Straight marriages are valid because they produce children.
Gay couples, infertile couples, and old people shouldn't be allowed to marry because our orphanages aren't full yet, and the world needs more children.
Seven. Obviously, gay parents will raise gay children.
Since straight parents only raise straight children.
Number eight. Gay marriage is not supported by religion.
In a theocracy like ours, the values of one religion are imposed on the entire country. That's why we only have one religion in America.
Number nine. Children can never succeed without a male and a female role model at home.
That's why we are, as a society, expressly forbids single parents to raise children.
10. Gay marriage will change the foundation of society.
We could never adapt to new social norms, just like we haven't adapted to cars, the service sector economy, or longer lifespans.
Mm-hmm. So there. That's what we think about it.
I can see this one on LSA.
Uh-huh. See? Something I caught that you didn't. That's odd.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'll behave.
No, you won't.
For a little bit.
For a very little bit.
Yeah. Very damn little.
Okay.
We still have the three pledges in now. We need more.
We certainly do. We certainly do. We need to let management know that we are a viable show, and we should be kept on, and maybe even put on earlier.
That would mean getting rid of Hot and Bothered.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
They could. Well, if they came on at 11, then Lisa wouldn't be able to say all those words she does.
I don't think that would stop Lisa.
You're right. It wouldn't. It wouldn't.
I only think a muzzle would stop Lisa, but she'd enjoy it. She'll find some other part to talk out of.
Lisa is wonderful. I remember a couple of years ago, she was in the Pride Parade with us.
That was the year it didn't break down.
Yeah. The year before that and the year after that, it did. But I stayed on the top of the car and let them push me around. So it worked. Anyway, Hot and Bothered comes on Saturdays at midnight. If you haven't caught that show, you need to, because you're going to learn something. I sure did, and didn't think I could.
So you should I go there
tonight? She asked. You know what she asked tonight?
What?
She was looking around the room and said, "Have anybody here done a snowball?"
Yeah, I wasn't sure what the definition of that was.
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Not on air?
Well, actually, I guess I can if I get pretty clinical about it. Snowballing.
Let me see if I know, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
It's when you are able to take the ejaculatory fluid and put it back in through the urethra into the bladder?
No.
No, okay, that's a different one.
No. No, it's worse than that.
Oh, worse, okay.
Yes. Snowballing is ejaculating into an anus and then sucking it out.
I thought that was felching.
Yeah.
That's felching.
Whatever it is, it's too much.
That's right, that is felching. What's snowballing then?
Snowballing, I think, is what mine was.
No, I think snowballing is having someone ejaculate in your mouth, and then you kiss someone else and transfer the ejaculate.
I don't know, we need a slut in here. Mikey! I need a professional whore to give us a definition. Where is he?
Is he on the computer in there or something?
No, that's Big Roy is on the computer.
Okay.
Well, he's an old whore.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, but for him, I think snowballing had to do with back in the Ice Age.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I don't know. Hey, let's try this. Let's Google it.
Oh, my God. You're going to Google snowballing. I can't believe it. He is.
I'll be damned. Let's go to Wikipedia. Wikipedia.
It's there.
It is?
Yes.
What does it say?
I'm waiting for it to open up.
Okay.
It's taking a little bit while to get to Wikipedia. Yeah, we are referring to the sexual term, not the 1984 movie.
Oh.
okay, no, it is here. It's swapping ejaculatory fluid.
Yeah. Okay.
Snowballing, or semen swapping, is the human sexual practice in which one person takes into their mouth the semen of another person and then swaps it back and forth with another person through kissing or spitting. In heterosexual context, snowballing is when the man receives his own semen from the mouth of his female partner, into which he is ejaculated. This may appeal to the male who wishes to adopt a passive or submissive role, in which conventional fellatio does not entail. Taking one semen in particular in front of another person is a deeply submissive experience. Alternatively, a couple may find pleasure in sharing of semen, or find it a deeply bonding gesture. The egg yolk swapping scene from the Japanese film Tampopo is likely a parody of the practice. Snowballing is often seen in pornography, sometimes a part of the practice called bukkake.
Okay. I've really heard... Actually, it's bukkake, and I've heard of bukkake parties. Now I know what they mean.
Actually, the Marquis de Sade writes several references to this practice in his book, Justine.
Hmm.
The term was popularized by Kevin Smith's 1994 film, Clerks, in which a character is nicknamed Snowball because he enjoys the practice.
You know, this is way more than I wanted to know.
This is an online encyclopedia that I'm getting this from.
Uh-huh.
It's called Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
And you can go in...
Well, we lost Christopher on that one.
I'm just fascinated.
Also, Julia Roberts talked about it in her movie Stepmom.
Cute.
But no, the Wikipedia, it's an online encyclopedia where people can add to it.
Oh.
There's not a general editor.
Gotcha.
So, someone who wrote this actually was very polite in how they wrote it.
Yes. I'm certainly glad of that.
Yeah. But it's in the category of sex moves and snowballing sexual practice. We can add it. I can add a link on there saying, you know, as heard on KPFT After Hours. But, you No, we need you to swap something else. We need you to swap the program that we're doing here for you on the air. Where else? Where else are you going to hear us go through the Wikipedia definition
of snowballing? Yes. You probably didn't know what that was either.
The more you know.
Yes. Boy, no kidding. Listen to this and you'll be able to be a contestant on the dirty version of Jeopardy.
Or who's where you, a millionaire?
Where you grab something besides the buzzer. I was trying to figure out that. I never knew the pronunciation.
Bukkake?
Yeah. Ooh, it's the noun form of the Japanese verb to dash water. Okay.
I don't think that's water, though.
Hmm. See, you can just have one thing about Wikipedia. You can just go on there.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think that definition was wrong when they talked about bukkake as snowballing, because I think a bukkake is like many
external, not internal.
Well, yeah, like the scenes, the group scenes you see in a lot of gay films where there's a guy in the middle and everybody beats off on them.
Yes.
Yes. Why?
I just think it's a waste.
Someone shoot on you is such a big deal. I don't know.
But yeah. You gotta love it that we go to those lengths.
But you know, a lot of straight men have this fantasy of beating off on someone's face.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
They watch the porn, and Robert Schimmel did a thing on there. Said, you know, he's watched the porn. He thought he'd try it with his wife, and he pulled out and landed on her chest, and she's like, "What the hell are you doing? You better clean this off now." And she reached over, grabbed his dress shirt and wiped it off, and then they had to go to the cleaners and go, "Oh, you shot on your wife's chest again, didn't you?"
Funny.
Yeah, another part there, he's talking about he got a pamphlet after a heart attack, and it said, you know, abstain from anal sex. And he said he wanted to call and say, "Well, does it mean I can't receive or I can't give?" And to think they had a meeting, they sat there and decided, no, taking it in the butt. No ass play after a heart attack. And you imagine they had to sit there at the American Heart Association going, sorry.
Can't take it up the ass.
No.
Oh, well.
Wait a minute. I hope Christopher didn't leave. He said he was going to pledge.
No, actually, he did leave.
Interesting in burned rubber.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, well. So let's play a little music.
And then we'll talk about some movies.
Talk about movies from the station you don't know anything about yet.
Yeah, damn it. When are we going to get Logo in Houston?
Well, they're working on it since the Philadelphia company is taking over cable here in Houston.
Oh, maybe we'll get it.
Yeah, that's one of the things they were talking about with the fact that...
I know, isn't it available on satellite?
Yeah, it's on the Dish Network and
But it
DirecTV.
Isn't on Warner.
It's not on Time Warner, but what's going to happen here soon is right now in Houston, cable is provided by Time Warner and Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
And Comcast has been the silent partner.
Oh.
And now Comcast is going to be the sole owner.
Oh.
And because they've been working together in so many different venues, and they finally had to split up and work separately.
I see.
So Comcast got Houston. So they were talking about the fact that since Comcast does carry Logo on some of its other networks, and that, in fact, the Houston Chronicle article said that with Comcast taking over, there's a possibility of us getting NFL Network and Logo.
Ooh, boy. I'll be the first to sign up for Logo.
So, I mean, it's gotten a lot better. A friend of mine had it when it first came out, and it was, you know, a lot of repeats.
Well, because they were just starting up.
But now they're getting more and more with it. There's more original programming, and they're looking for new stories. Ray Hill's going to be on it soon, from what I hear.
What a surprise.
On that. Originally, they were talking they were going to be coming down, and I would have been on it.
Oh. No, well, he has done several one-man shows, and they've been filmed, and so they've, you know, they probably,
yeah, and there's some
it's ready to go right on.
Yeah, and there's some other parts of what they're looking for, but like I said, it's one of those things that they're, I mean, they've done specials on the gay rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
We were originally in talks, but they kind of stopped talking to us for some reason. They were going to look at coming down for Convergence.
Oh.
So.
Do they run the series Dante's Cove?
I think that's here.
That's here?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I was talking to someone who bought the first season. He said, which is two episodes. And he said, oh, boy, was that cheesy.
Let's see, I mean, they've got stuff here. Let's see, series, Round Trip Ticket. Don't know what that is. U.S. of Ant. Episodes of Ant Searching the U.S. for Gay Life.
Oh, yes, yes.
Curl Girls, L.A. Surfer Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Open Bar.
Wow.
Which, I'll click on that and see what it is.
Yeah, what is it?
A new series about one man's personal decision to come out as gay to family and friends, told against the backdrop of his work in to open a new gay bar in West Hollywood.
Oh. Ooh. I guess if he's opening a gay bar, he really should come out to his family, don't you think?
I would assume so. Let's see, more series and special. Let's see. Angels in America,
Black
Mountain Movie Special, Tipping the Velvet. Oh, here's a big one.
Oh, Tipping the Velvet. That was a great series.
Xena, Warrior Princess.
Surprise.
GLAAD Awards, Bob and Rose.
Oh, yeah, that's great, too. That's a British series. Oh, thank you so much, dear.
Fingersmith.
Big Roy brought me a cup of coffee.
Documentaries.
So I can stay awake till 4 o'clock.
Gender Rebel follows people who are young transgendered.
Mm-hmm.
Power Lesbians. Elephant in the Room, Gay Republicans Coping with Conflict.
Oh, that's funny.
Latino Beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
Go Dragons, a rugby story.
Ooh.
A gay rugby team in a straight Midwestern league.
Oh, I got to see that.
Rugby
boys.
And it's
they like to get naked a lot.
Yeah, and it's also pretty homo. I mean, you know.
Rugby is very homoerotic.
Yeah. I mean, they don't mind anything. There's nothing opposed to basically shoving your fist up some guy's yoo-dee-hoo
mm-hmm.
to get him to stop. So,
yep.
You know.
Yep.
It's a red hanky day all around. And
that's right. These are guys who really like physical combat.
And the films. Like I said, hopefully we'll be getting this in. And they're playing Mambo with Colliano.
Mm-hmm.
Fire. A romantic drama set in New Delhi.
Oh.
That would be interesting. Billy Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
And Quinceañera's in the movie theaters now.
Yes.
And they're talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
okay.
Some of the films there, yeah, we'll be talking about those in the,
But we need to be talking about 713-526-5738, which is the number we would like you to call right now to give your support to After Hours and KPFT.
Because, you know, I mean, we can talk here about Logo. Hopefully it'll be here. We don't know when it is. You know, there's that other show that was on earlier today over there on the CC stations that, you know, beams out of Atlanta and New York and WeHo.
Whatever.
You know, that they coordinate that. And
that's Queer Light.
Play all your, you know, play all the wonderful commercials,
mm-hmm.
you know, please. We love you, fags, as long as you have a wallet that's full.
Mm.
But, you know.
Well, they do have some.
The last time I heard, they actually did play a gay artist. And they had to mention the fact that this person's gay.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Gee, on a gay show. Imagine that. No, but they are sponsored by people like Orbitz, who do advertise to the gay
community.
Yes.
But, you know, the fact is that, you know, we come to you, we give you the local slant on it.
Yep.
We tell you what's going on in our bars, what's going on in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And we just come to you a couple of times a year and ask for your support.
Yeah.
And that's what we need. It's 713-526-5738. It's 713-JAM-KPFT. Or go to kpft.org and place your pledge online.
Mm-hmm.
So I need
a few. Now, last week we got quite a few pledges. A couple from regulars. The names that I recall from seeing over the years. One in particular that I remember seeing ever since I've been here. And that's, you know, in a couple of weeks, where this show is celebrating 19 years. So,
still haven't figured out how long I've been here.
I know, I can't remember either. It seems like always. And some new people. And that's what we'd like to see this week. In fact, this week we did have a new supporter for After Hours. And one of our old faithfuls.
Yes. And that's what we need. We need a combination of what we have out there. And like I said, one of the things about this station and this show is you're going to hear talk you haven't heard before, and you're going to hear music you haven't heard before.
That's right.
So let's play one of our more twisted songs.
Okay. We do like to play only queer music, but we do have hosts who come in and want specific music played. And, you know, of course, we grant that because we have different segments, and each host is responsible for about an hour of programming. And if they have specific music, I don't want to tell them they can't play it. Yeah. I would prefer all gay artists or all queer artists, but sometimes we can't.
This one's queer in every definition.
Oh.
If you're old school and you think of the word queer, this artist works.
Wow, who is it?
Jane County.
Yes.
It's got to be. I mean, just that's queer.
Yes.
That's queer. There is, you know, you can pull out your Webster's from 1850 and you'll find the definition of queer. There's a picture
That's
of Jane
right.
County.
That's right. Jane County is a transgendered artist who was playing punk rock when Andy Warhol was alive. So
boy, that one tooth out is really affecting
I know.
You.
She is the grandmother of punk rock. Jane County.
With a death wish, who want to die for love?
speaking of punk music.
Yeah, we got a little wild there.
Super 8 Cum Shot?
Super 8 Cum Shot, or whatever they're called this week.
Mm-hmm. And the name of
that was I Love a Boy.
Mm-hmm.
I was nice. I played the radio edit version.
Thank you.
So there was that.
Thank you.
Before that, we played Kevin Cahoon.
Mm-hmm.
Can I Have This Dance?
Mm-hmm.
Because I like that one.
And that's a good album.
Yeah. He won a couple of Glammas, I think.
Yes, he did.
Or whatever they call them.
One or two. No, it's Out Music Award.
Out Music. Don't remember. We give an award for everything nowadays.
No. The Out Music replaced the Glamas.
Oh, they did. Mm-hmm. Okay. And started all off with Jane County.
Texas Chainsaw Manicurist.
Yeah, I felt a little.
Yes. Yeah, that was great. Now we're going to talk about movies.
Let me click on the thing here. We're going to do a little bit of a roundtable discussion on movies.
Hello, who do we have in the studio?
David.
Micah.
Jose.
Oh.
Jimmy.
Cubby.
Oh.
And all our alternate personalities.
And I think RTM is in here, too.
Mm.
Logo, the television station we can't get here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you hook up a tacky satellite to the top of your house.
Oh, those are so rude looking.
Did a thing, a little survey,
mm-hmm.
on the 50 greatest LGBT films as picked by the Logo audience.
Interesting.
I say glipped. Gay, lesbian, intersex, bisexual, transgender.
I wonder if I'd agree with them, because I've seen a whole lot of gay and lesbian.
Well, we've already had some discussions on this, yeah. Looking at the list there.
Is it rated like the most votes get number one, or is it just random?
What's the number one pick by the audience?
And what do they mean by gay? Is it gay theme, gay director?
It's predominantly gay themed, yeah, is from what I'm seeing from the movies I recognize. Number one, of course,
Brokeback Mountain.
Mm.
I loved
it's
that
wonderful.
Movie.
It was
it's
a
wonderful.
Good movie. It was a good story.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Most people that complain about it say that it was slow, and I think yes. They were showing the vastness and the emptiness of the surrounding areas, and they were also fleshing out the characters.
It was a chick flick for fags.
So that you had some empathy.
And what's the problem with that, Chris?
I was just breaking it down. You know, we're going. Yeah. We're doing this. It's a chick flick for fags.
Well, the Titanic was faster than that movie.
It did seem it got slow there because, you know, everybody in the talking about the hype up to this, talked about the sex scene between these two. Mm. And, you know...
Or if you blink, you missed it.
Yeah, there was very little of that. There was more of this... Well, there was more of that heart connection, but...
One of the things that I've talked about before that I think is important about that movie was they were saying that a lot of times, in terms of straight audiences, and again, we're not talking about straight audiences right now, but that in a gay-themed movie...
Mm-hmm.
They're great with graphic sex. Bring on the rape, bring on the humping, bring on the blowjobs, whatever. But the moment two men cuddle, kiss, get affectionate, show feelings to each other, the audience starts squirming. So I think this movie was important because of that, not because of... there have been more graphic...
I was squirming at the sex scene.
Well, there have been gay movies with more graphic sex than that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was not the breakthrough of that film. The breakthrough was that it was a love story.
Well, yes. Chris Folk had more graphic sex than that, but...
Yeah. Lots of, you know, yeah. Salo. I mean, Salo went to extremes that still haven't been...
I saw a French movie called Come Undone that was...
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Nothing. You can't outdo Salo. You cannot outdo it.
Well, Come Undone is very graphic, too. It's very beautiful.
So is Nico and Dani.
Yeah.
Yep.
Number two was Latter Days.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I haven't seen that one yet either.
Me it's
either.
A story of a Mormon missionary.
Oh, yes.
I've heard the story.
Who is a neighbor with a gay party boy, and they end up falling in love. Mm-hmm. And it does have some sad, somber parts. Mm-hmm. But
it sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a whole look at the religion in that. The funny thing is you've got Joseph Gordon-Levitt playing a straight kid.
kind of a stretch for him, I think.
In what?
He was really good
in Latter Days.
I didn't know that. He's in Mysterious Skin.
He was wonderful in that movie.
Yeah, but he plays a quote-unquote straight boy.
Huh. Whatever.
But he's, you know, way homophobic, so it's the self-hating. Number three, A Beautiful Thing.
Oh, yes.
Good British coming of age.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people who...
That's a classic.
...who really have the whole Mama Cass thing that movie. And really... It's just... It meant a lot to them when they were that age, too.
Sure.
Number four is Trick.
Very sweet movie.
Excellent.
Yeah. I mean, that is so true to life.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll, in some ways, in terms of, and it's like a screwball, it's like a gay screwball comedy from the 30s. You know, Lubitsch. Mm-hmm. It's very Lubitsch, and
yes,
it really works.
Yes, it is.
Number five is Bound.
That was a
hot movie.
Yes, lesbian theme movie, but. It was hot.
I saw part of the Chucky movie with her in it.
Yeah.
And what's her name? Jennifer
Tilly.
Yeah, and she's talking about being in Bound in that movie.
Oh, really?
And John Waters plays a Inquirer type photographer that's stalking her, and he sees Chucky try to kill her. Chucky's going to artificially inseminate her, and Chucky and his girlfriend so that they can have more mutant baby dolls.
Number six is Angels in America.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Very beautiful.
Yes.
Number seven, Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
One of the first gay movies I ever watched was Priscilla.
I was going to say, my mother watched Priscilla, and she was rolling on the floor with laughter.
Oh, yeah. It was hysterical. Mm-hmm.
Me and my cousin were laughing, and my mom was looking at us like, what's so funny?
Number eight is Desert Hearts.
Yes.
Never.
When lesbians consider that, they're Brokeback Mountain.
Yes, they do.
In terms of the love story.
Mm-hmm.
Number nine, Tripping the Velvet.
Yes.
I don't know that one.
That's a turn-of-the-century lesbian movie.
Sounds wonderful.
Originally produced in the UK for BBC One.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
From 2002. Number 10 is Big Eden.
Oh, what a lovely,
lovely
story.
Yeah.
Yes, that's you have to... suspend belief in that, because it's a story of a gay man living in New York who comes back home because his father is ill,
right.
And it's a love story of him, how he has affection for a straight guy he went to school with, and on the other hand, there's this native guy who is in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
And starts making meals for him because the guy's, you know, busy with his dad. Mm-hmm. And all of that, and the love story that comes from him, and it's the whole town that's gathering and pushing for this for these two to get together.
And depending on the small town, you know, it could happen. It could happen, but it is far-fetched.
Mm-hmm.
Number 11, Torch Song Trilogy.
Gosh.
Everyone loves that one.
That was one of the first ones that kind of like was sinking around, you know, make sure my parents were, you know, around to see me watching this movie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got the deal with coming out with your you know, the mother. You've got the gay bashing.
Mm-hmm. Isn't Matthew Broderick in that?
Yes.
Yeah. And he originated. That's kind of him playing that part. Off Broadway and then on Broadway.
Yes,
was
right.
What got him on the map to begin with.
Exactly.
Number 12, But I'm a Cheerleader.
Wonderful movie.
It's cute. I don't know if I'd put it in like way up there.
Number 13, Ami and Jaguar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
14, Better Than Chocolate.
Mm.
Yeah.
15, Die Mommy Die.
Oh, how funny.
It's fun, yeah.
Yes, it is funny. Charles
I wanted
Bush.
To see it, but
just
I
see Jason Priestley's ass.
What?
Jason Priestley's ass.
Yes.
I want to see the front of it. I want to see the legendary front of him.
16 is Maurice.
Yeah,
very beautiful.
That was a beautiful, yeah.
17, When Night Is Falling.
I don't know that one.
It's by Julian Schnabel, the painter,
the
famous painter. And it's about Arenas, this Cuban dissident gay writer, and he gets put in prison and goes through everything.
Yeah, that's Before Night Falls.
Before Night Falls.
Oh,
When Night Is Falling. Camille, a college professor, reevaluates her life and career and pending marriage after meeting Petra, a flamboyant circus
something.
Oh.
18 is Fingersmith.
Well, I would put the other one.
Fingersmith? I've never heard of that one.
Two women from different worlds are brought together by strange circumstances and forbidden desires in this period drama.
Mm-mm. Hence the word finger.
I don't know. God, he went there.
Dexterity.
I'm going worse.
Dexterity is always important.
A period drama featuring two women.
Don't.
Can we say
just
softcore?
Go on to the next one.
Number 19, The Sum of Us.
Oh, yes.
Russell Crowe.
Yes. That's.
Yeah.
20 is Chutney Popcorn.
I didn't see that one.
I've heard of that, but I don't know it.
Cultural.
Yes.
Issue there. 21 is Debs. D-E-B-S.
I heard that was really good, but I never got to watch
I don't know.
It. Is that the one with Halle Berry?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
No, I don't know that one either. No, that's Babs, B-A-P-S.
Filmmaker Angela Robinson writes and directs this action comedy, Debs, the feature-length adaptation of an award-winning short film produced by a giant from Power Up. Spy parody involves a secret crime-fighting unit made up of sexy schoolgirls.
And I think the one of the crime fighters falls in love with the villain, and it's a lesbian thing. And it's supposed to be very cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
22, Get Real.
That was a good movie.
Another British coming-of-age story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was nice.
23, The Birdcage.
Wonderful.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. 24, Boys Don't Cry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
25, Party Monster.
I love it.
I want to see it.
It's okay. I didn't think it was that well made. I mean, in terms of being in the top movies. Yeah, but the documentary was better.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about best film.
Yeah.
Are we just saying, oh, I got to see Macaulay Culkin? Because I'll watch a movie to see Macaulay Culkin.
Sure.
But I'm not going to say, oh, it's the best movie I've ever seen if it's not. You know?
I do take some issues with some of these. Not the next one here. I like 26 Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Great music.
Well, and he's just an amazing person in terms of everything he's doing and done since, and the Jonathan Coet. In fact, Tarnation should be way farther up on this list.
I think so, too.
Well, it should have already been mentioned, as far as I'm concerned.
27, The Broken Hearts Club, a romantic comedy.
That was
perfect. It's about perfect.
At his best, yes.
Perfect. Everybody in it is great.
Yeah.
One of his two films where he plays a gay man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And he wonders why people make rumors. 28.
Well, the guy, the father on Frasier is the wise old queen.
Mm-hmm.
And does a lovely job
on it. Yes.
28. The incredibly true adventure of two girls in love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
29. Parting Glances.
That
groundbreaker.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. One of the first AIDS movies.
It humanized AIDS.
Yes.
That was early Frost.
And Buscemi?
Yeah, that's what put him on the map.
Yes, it did. And you wouldn't even recognize him in this.
He's on the cover here. I'm looking at it. I just read the small print up top that said Steve Buscemi.
He was a baby.
Uh-huh.
30 is Edge of 17.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't care for that movie when I saw it a long time ago.
To tell the truth, I can't quite remember it.
Yeah. It was, it was coming of age in the 80s in America.
Yeah.
Mm.
31, If These Walls Could Talk, Part 2. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
That's Vanessa Redgrave. HBO special.
And
why part 2 and not part 1?
Because part 1 was about abortion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it what was Ellen DeGeneres had something to do with
what
it.
If
The Walls Could Talk, it was stories by female writers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in one house in three different generations.
Yes.
Yeah.
And If These Walls Could Talk, one was about abortion.
Oh, okay.
About two was about lesbianism.
Oh, okay.
Vanessa Redgrave and I forget who were in this long-term relationship, I mean like a whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And the one dies and then the family is
swoops
polite
in
to her, but completely dismissive and completely does not honor any of her wishes, ejects her from the house and pretty much doesn't let her have much of anything that formed their life together. And Vanessa Redgrave's so magnificent that it's just grand tragedy.
Yeah.
And that was part one of that. The second story in that features Chloe Sevigny
right.
Discovering
her lesbian side with when the house becomes a sorority, basically an off-campus sorority.
Right, right.
And then part three featured Ellen DeGeneres and her and Sharon Stone
mm-hmm.
as a lesbian couple trying to have a baby.
Mm.
And so, you know, they go through the comedy aspect of it, you know, going through the catalog, trying to pick what sperm they wanted.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, rushing down to get the sperm and come back home to inseminate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she boils the turkey baster to sterilize it and boils it too much.
Oh.
So... And that's a cute thing. It was an HBO show, movie. Longtime Companions, number 32.
Yes, that was a beautiful movie.
Yep.
Soldier's Girl's 33.
Soldier's Girl?
The transsexual, the army guy who was with the transsexual, he was beaten to death
on
base.
Yes.
Yeah.
34, Now and Forever, the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Of course. Well, yes.
How many people has that movie helped come out?
Yes.
In terms of their participation and forming the community and finding out they're okay with themselves?
The last time I went to the Rocky Horror, I couldn't believe how many people from college that I knew were there.
Number 35, Y Tu Mama Tambien.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful boys.
Yes.
36 is Girl Play.
Never heard of
that one.
When cast as lesbian lovers in a play, Robin and Lacey's onstage intimacy soon begs the question if the emotions they feel are real.
Mm.
As it turns out they are, I bet.
37 is Transamerica.
Yes.
That was a wonderful movie.
Very well done.
38, The Boys in the Band.
Absolutely
the
groundbreaking.
Classic.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I mean, I remember the first time I saw that was... Channel 39, late at night.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm old enough. I saw it in the theaters when it first came out.
I me too.
Yeah.
And
people booed it, but...
Well,
you know, that was what life was like in the 60s.
At the time it came out, I didn't like it in the sense of, like, I don't want that life.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have that life. That's not the direction I went.
Right.
But it was an accurate depiction at that time.
Every gay man knew,
you know,
people like
and
that.
And then the liberation times came and things started evolving where there was...
Because there's so much inward...
Right.
Homophobia.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But it's like a time capsule.
Yes, it is.
39, Ma Vie en Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sweet. I watched that with my mother and my older brother, and we all thoroughly enjoyed it. Especially since I used to run around in my mom's, dress up in my mom's clothes when I was little, and nobody made a big deal about it, so we could all relate.
Yes.
Number 40, And the Band Played On.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
On that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for it to click over to the next page.
Oh, okay.
Right. And the final 10. 41, Making Love.
Boy.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that even made the list.
It was groundbreaking, but it wasn't great.
It was a cliche before it ever hit the theaters.
And what's it say? One of the guys said he never really worked after that. I mean,
Barry Hamlin had...
Back when they made it, it was... Really brave of them to do that.
Yes.
Because they were mainstream stars and they sort of sacrificed their careers to it.
42 is Gaia. Or Gia. I forget how you pronounce it.
About the model. Oh, that's a good movie. Mm-hmm. It's sad.
The model was a heroin addict.
Yeah.
And died of AIDS.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
43 is...
I mean, very, very well done movie. Yeah.
43 is Jeffrey.
Yeah.
That was okay.
44 was All About My Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brilliant. I mean, Alda Mavar. I mean, you can just put anything by Alda Mavar in there, and it's Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down.
Yeah,
I mean, not
right.
a gay movie, but it, the sensibility is there.
45 is Heavenly Creatures.
I don't know that.
It's Peter Jackson's movie with Kate Winslet, and it's based on a true case in Australia where these two girls have this incredible fantasy life, and they have this lesbian relationship, and they're teenage girls, and Peter Jackson's ability to create alternate universes, he creates their alternate worlds, and they kill the one girl's mother.
Oh, my goodness.
And then And there's a whole backstory to it, but it's extremely well done. And in fact, they showed it at the Museum of Fine Arts here, which is where I saw it. And Kate Winslet, before Titanic, was there and talked about it
Bit,
did Q&A, and she was lovely. Just lovely.
Wow.
46 is Victor Victoria.
Yes.
Yeah, lovely. Robert Preston
was great.
He was a perfect queen.
Yes.
Perfect queen.
47 is Beautiful Boxer.
Yes.
Inspired from a true story of drama from Thailand.
Yes. The transgendered.
It is amazing.
Mambo Italiano is in at 48.
Oh my God. I don't know that movie.
Is that the one with the way his.
Mambo Italiano is basically My Big Fat Greek Wedding meets Italy.
Right. Oh. I think I did see that. Yeah.
It's a cute story.
Yeah. It is.
49 is Cabaret.
Well, yeah. What can we say?
Yeah.
I love that when she says...
And that was groundbreaking at the time, too.
Absolutely.
They weren't really all that open about the bisexuality part, but...
It was there.
One little scene, it was there.
I love that when she says, oh, screw him. She says, I already did.
Yes.
Yes.
And that was it.
Yes.
That was it. But
it was very clear.
Kinder and Ever, brilliant.
It was.
Though.
And, you know, I mean, it's one of those things, too, like... I was in Berlin for the summer of 79, right? And my friends took me to the underpass, where the train passes over when she needs to scream, right?
Uh-huh.
And so there was the very, you know, where it was filmed, you know. So we all stood under the thing and screamed. It's just one of those movies, you know, that's just sort of part of, you know, gay mentality. And Liza's performance, regardless of how absurd or not she has become at different times, it stands.
Okay.
That her performance in that movie stands.
Yes.
And number 50 is The Crying Game.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
That really was a beautiful movie.
Now, one thing I just kind of noticed going halfway, I hadn't really looked at this list before, but, you know, going through here, Philadelphia.
No Philadelphia.
No Philadelphia.
Kiss Me Guido.
Kiss Me Guido.
And there are a lot of European movies from the 70s that were gay. I can't really think of them off the top of my head, but there were a lot of groundbreaking gay movies in the 70s that sort of... have sort of escaped every. They're a DVD, but they're. A lot of the Pasolini stuff.
La Caja Falls.
Yeah,
that should have been on.
La Caja Falls.
Well, they had the Birdcage.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if you guys have seen this one or not. It's actually a German gay film, but it's called Killer Condoms.
Killer Condoms?
Yes, I have seen that.
A twisted enough movie.
Yeah. Even though it's a short, I would put Chant d'Amour by Jean Genet in there, too.
And the tangent.
And Cocteau.
Yes.
They're not gay per se, but they're certainly gay sensibility, sort of like, and it's about these beautiful men and everything.
Sort of like The Wizard of Oz, which is certainly has. A huge gay sensibility.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
I gotta look and see what the actual
and
name of this is.
Teorema was a movie with Terrence Stamp by Pasolini, and he was this sort of angel figure. Mm-hmm. And there's this Italian industrial family, and he's reading Rambo, and he comes in and he proceeds to sleep with everybody in the family, including the son. And the son is a painter and comes out, and there's one. He does this long rant about art as he's peeing all over one of his paintings.
Oh, goodness.
It's one of my all time favorite movies, and that should definitely be on there because it's a gay director, and it's got gay stuff in it. I mean, a gay character in it.
Okay, here's a one that'll throw out for some of you who may not know. Norman, Is That You?
Yeah.
I think that should be on the list.
Yeah, that's an old one. Yeah, very good. And some of my best friends.
Jimmy's looking at it like, you've never heard of this one?
I've heard the title, but I haven't seen the movie.
This is Red Fox and Pearl Bailey are the parents of Michael Warren, who's Norman, who has moved out to California. He has a white gay boyfriend. They're a gay couple.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, there's Pearl Bailey runs off with Red Fox's brother, so he comes to see his son, and so the whole line comes from his ringing the intercom going, Norman, is that you?
Right.
So he has to quickly throw his white boyfriend out, because his family doesn't know he's gay.
Oh, brother.
Jesus.
Waylon Flowers and Madam play the upstairs neighbors.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fun.
I remember that movie.
You've got that. you know, the Red Fox goes to the bookstore when he finds out the son is gay, and he goes and buys all these books, and he's trying to explain to the clerk, you know, these aren't for me, it's about my son. And after he leaves, the clerk goes, looks over the manager, goes, it's always the old ones that are hard to come out.
Yeah, great. You know, another one is Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Yes.
John Schlesinger was gay, yes, yeah. And it's an incredible movie.
Breakfast on Pluto.
That was a groundbreaker.
And it was shocking, and the thing is, it's so well made.
Yes.
I mean, it's a great, no matter what the subject is, it's a well made movie.
How about
well.
Cruising?
Cruising, yes. Yeah, controversial, but it's
very controversial.
It holds up.
It does. I saw it just recently, and I was surprised at how well it held up.
Well, another one that should have definitely been on there, if Priscilla's on there, this one definitely should have been on there, was Tu Wong Fu.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, that's.
I just thought Tu Wong Fu was a grade B Priscilla.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but it was fun.
It was fun.
You're right.
It was definitely fun. I mean, who would argue with Wesley Snipes and...
You could sort of put Andy Warhol on there just as Andy Warhol to include Best Guy. Well, that's Schnabel. But yeah, but that's got to get right. here. But with Warhol, you'd have Lonesome Cowboys, you would have Flesh, you'd have Trash. And the one of the greatest movies ever made, Chelsea Girls,
it changed
my life as a young gay man.
Yes.
And then the one that you might remember, Jimmy, that got lost in the sands of time is Some of My Best Friends Are.
Yes, I remember that.
It had the guy that ended up on one of the TV shows, but it's a gay bar in the village, and Candy Darling's in it,
mm-hmm.
and Fanny Flagg played the hat check girl at the door, and it's a gay bar in the village, and I don't know, the 70s at some point. It's a really, really neat movie.
Gay-themed movie I watched was Breakfast on Pluto.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that one.
Cillian Murphy is a crossdresser.
Mm-hmm.
And he seeks out his real mother.
I want to see that.
And
wow.
He goes to London, and it's just brilliant how it plays out. It's very well done.
Wow.
There's another movie I was thinking of. I just can't... It slipped my mind.
Well, there's so many.
Yeah,
there are a lot.
And 20 years ago, who would have thought that we could even find 50 gay-themed
movies?
Yeah,
I'm complaining about some of the old ones not being on there, but it's so great that there are enough films to edge out all the old ones.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You know, if you think about it, Tales of the City was pretty groundbreaking because
it was. Wonderful.
Yes, it was. But that wasn't really a movie.
No.
It was a series.
Yeah.
Still, it was...
It's film.
But it was great.
It was very well done.
And it stayed very true to the material.
Yep.
Which was so over the top.
Yes, it was.
You can even put on there, you know, the celluloid closet.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Very well, very nice.
But then that's more of a documentary.
Yeah. Now, that's another whole category, and there's a lot
of... Well, and the band Play On is a docudrama.
It's
a dramatization of a documentary.
I guess it slips through under HBO kind of thing. But,
I swear there was one other one that was...
There's so many.
I know tons of them that I'm not thinking of.
Yeah, because I mean, the celluloid closet. I had bought the book.
And Velvet Goldmine.
Yes. Oh yeah,
Velvet Goldmine.
Yes.
And Poison by Todd Haynes.
Yes.
Another gay director.
So there's a lot of stuff out there. But, you know, this is your last chance. You got 8 minutes.
Ooh.
Less than 8 minutes.
Really?
For after hours for you to send in your pledge of support, 713-526-5738.
Big Roy's waiting at the phone.
What about The Servant, Dirk Bogarde, all those things. Anyway, sorry. Pledge. Sorry.
Yeah.
we're done talking about that.
But, no, I mean, we need for your...
The one where he is...
The dresser for the actor.
No. That one, too.
Yeah.
But,
There's a Fassbender he's in, too.
Oh, anything by Fassbender.
Despair. But anything by Fassbender, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Even the movie
Box and His Friends.
The movie that you thought was on there, the Before Night Falls.
Right.
About the Cuban poet.
Right.
Yeah, Johnny Depp playing a cross-dressing prison guard.
And then the commandante of the prison.
The
dual role.
What was
role?
The movie with the older gentleman who was at the seashore and falls in love with this...
Oh, Death in Venice.
Death in Venice.
Death in Venice, of course. Yeah.
There's plenty of them out there.
You bet.
Yeah. And one thing is, one of the great
little
things
foxes
we have about nowadays.
Little foxes.
Yes.
That was groundbreaking.
Yes. Yeah, one of the great things with the movies today is, you know,
music lovers.
You can go to Hollywood, you can go to Blockbuster. You don't even have to go to them down here in the Montrose.
And Netflix.
And Netflix,
yes,
you can,
especially,
you know,
they
Netflix
have a gay section.
They have a gay section on that. You can find queer movies,
yep,
at the Blockbusters,
yeah,
out in suburbia.
Yep.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. There's not a gay section, but the movies are there. Up in Conroe at Blockbuster.
Yeah. I rented, Norman, is that you? At the Copperfield Blockbuster.
Wow. Who knew?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It was Hollywood, not Blockbuster.
Oh, Rosa, also Rosa von Pranheim, who I knew,
yes,
personally, actually, and yeah, anyway, that's another
whole thing. There was no John Waters on there.
John Waters, no John,
yeah,
Waters.
Can you believe that?
Have you ever seen L.I.E.?
Yeah, L.I.E.
Yes, L.I.E.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
That movie just broke my heart.
It's
the end.
Yeah, that's about perfect.
Wow. I mean, L.I.E., Long Island Expressway.
Yeah.
And
Dickens
talk about a subject that people don't examine very closely. And
Bully.
That movie went right in and,
yeah,
looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bully could,
yeah,
also fall,
yeah,
under, mm-hmm, that.
Very, very.
Yeah, you,
yeah,
bet.
Where Brad Renfro.
Yeah.
Their whole sort of, yeah.
Mm. Speaking of young stars who have gotten really cute, I can now officially say it because he's 18.
Yeah.
He was always
Halle
cute.
Joel Osment.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Now that he's a bad boy, he's even hotter.
Is he bad? Is he gotten bad? I haven't
Last
him.
Month, he was in a little bit of a car accident.
Well.
Apparently, his blood alcohol level was 0.16.
Ooh, hello.
Which
he had alcohol in his blood in his alcohol stream.
Twice the legal limit for an adult.
So he was seeing more than dead people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
because he's under 21.
That's very good.
He was actually three times the legal limit for someone under the age of 21.
Oh, wow. Poor baby.
And he had marijuana in his pocket.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
So he
and Brad should party together.
Yeah.
But it's he so he got in a little bit of trouble for that. He's still going through that. But as he's turning 18, and some of the news stories they were talking about, they had jokes on their I see drunk people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
He was found upside down. The car was upside down.
Oh my God.
He's really lucky. He got away with minor injuries.
Really?
If that.
He would have really been seeing dead people.
Yeah,
as he looked down.
Gee.
But no, he.
I hope he makes some more movies because I mean he was always a baby. I loved IE.
Mm-hmm.
AI, right?
AI. He was in.
You know?
Wasn't he in?
Last movie he made was Secondhand Lions.
Yeah,
he was in.
Oh,
movie
that
with,
is such a great movie.
Really,
Brad check Brad it out sometime. It's Duvall and Michael Caine, and they're these crazy old uncles that have told him all these crazy stories about their adventures all their lives, and he's sort of like whatever. And because of his parents, something happened to his parents, he ends up living with these two old guys.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that their stories are true.
Oh.
And the story gets even better.
Oh.
It's a feel-good movie that's not stupid.
Puberty has done him well.
It certainly has.
Well, I'm in here. I can't see it. You have to show me later.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Better.
Yes.
He's
yes.
getting better and better.
He's legal. He's 18.
I see.
Okay.
Something
it's almost
with...
time for Lollapalooza.
Wrong.
Yeah.
So, look behind you.
So you're
this
going.
This is Mr. Smith. Well, happy Domination.
Oh, my God.
You're going,
oh, my God.
You're going from deranged to even more deranged.
Yes. It's Stacy and the Hot Guys.
And remember, when we're speaking of deranged, this is the home of deranged, and we need your pledge of support.
Home homos on deranged.
713-526-5738.
Ah!
Or you can
let a poet in your life.
Or
he outlawed them in the 70s. Go on.
Or you can send it out by electronic instance online at kpft.org.
You can, but call anyway.
Call.
Make Roy do something. Wake his happy
yeah.
ass up.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Roy. It's a sad ass, but hey. I don't know. I ain't getting that close to find out. I'm sure as hell ain't looking at the smile.
Stop! I didn't need that visual.
Oh, Lord.
Stop the conversation,
so,
don't distract.
Does Messerschmitt have an opening number?
We do.
What is y'all? What's your theme tonight?
This is cover songs.
Cover songs.
Cover songs.
I love cover songs.
Oh, do you, you have
cover by Truth Decay?
What about tonight? What about Hurdy Gurdy Man by Butthole Surfers?
Oh, that's a good request. You know.
Yeah.
That is a good request. Butthole Surfing sounds like something we should be playing.
That's the group.
I must admit that their name was the first thing that attracted me to figure out what to go. Who are the guys? Who are these guys?
Yeah, I got to listen to what.
And they did not disappoint me.
That's right.
What's not to like about a name like the Butthole Surfer?
I know
exactly.
It. I know it.
I'm ready to surf right now. Chock-a-bra.
I've seen many cats and dogs do it.
Yes.
Robin Williams and what's his name did it in Fisher Kingfisher. I mean,
it's quite
popular.
Thank you to those who contributed.
Yes.
And. No thanks
all
to
two
those,
of you.
Yeah. No thanks to the one who skipped out early.
Oh, well.
He's talking about snowballing, and the guy runs scared.
Yeah.
What? What's it to me for?
Because you're going to do it.
Oh.
Yeah, what's the big deal about snowballing? Hasn't everybody done that?
I'm not sure. Is there something I don't know?
Yeah,
you're going to have to explain it to me.
It was discussed on the earlier show.
Oh, my word.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, here on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Coming up at the sound of the click, the Mr. Schmidt-Wild Happy World Domination Happy Hour.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.